Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Over a plan endorsed in large part by President Obama here pushing reform on Bloomberg News.
The vast bulk of how we're going to pay for it is money that's already in the healthcare system.
But provisions to pass additional Medicare costs to states and to charge huge industry fees are being resisted as details are hammered out. The leader of the effort, Montana Democrat Max Baucus, remains hopeful.
As senators and the public begins to know more about all this, their comfort level is starting to come up a bit.
Healthcare confidence is dropping among seniors and young adults, shaken largely by the intense heated debate, according to a monthly survey by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which strongly supports reform. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, a published report says insurers, including Uncle Sam, could be wasting a great deal of money in the devices it pays for to help people with speech impairments. CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett with the story.
Insurance companies are reluctant to cover the cost of these devices.
Dynamox lets me express those thoughts and feelings.
Ones that allow the speech impaired to communicate. For example, Carol Lynn, who suffers from ALS, bought an $8,000 computer that could turn typed words into speech. Medicare paid for it, but functions like email had to be disabled for the government to pick up the tab. The New York Times says Lynn wound up buying an iPhone and software to turn text to speech and overcome the PC's limitations. Medicare and private insurance won't cover smartphones, though, because they could be used for non-medical purposes such as checking email or playing video games.
A hero of the Arab street is a free man again. Muted Iraqi journalist Muntadhar al-Zaidi, who's been released from prison after 9 months for hurling his shoes at former President Bush in December. Dargham al-Zaidi says his brother is revered.
He has become an icon, not only in the Arab world, but to all the free people around the world.
At a news conference following his release, Zaidi claims he was mistreated during his time in custody. CBS News interpreter Khalid Wasef.
It was obvious that he had lost one of his front teeth. He talked about being beaten with bars, being whipped with those electric cords.
And Zaidi believes he's a marked man. He told the news conference he is convinced that he will be a target of assassination by U.S. and affiliated intelligence services. On the campus of Yale University last night, a candlelight vigil for grad student Annie Lay, whose body was found stuffed inside the wall of a campus building on Sunday. Susan Criscuolo was one of the hundreds who attended.
I was just very sad. We just pray for the strength of Annie's family. We don't know her. You don't need to know her. This is a horrific tragedy.
Lay's death has been ruled a homicide. Police say they don't believe a random act, and they don't think another student was involved. Well, fans and fellow actors are mourning the death of Patrick Swayze following a long battle with pancreatic cancer.
Sorry about the disruption, folks, but I always do the last dance of the season. This year somebody told me not to.
Swayze became a star in 1987's Dirty Dancing, which Entertainment Tonight's Leonard Maltin says injected dancing with a shot of testosterone.
I think he helped put to rest the idea that dancing for a man is somehow effeminate. He was anything but. He was obviously a very athletic man and a very graceful man. And I think that was part of his appeal.
Dirty Dancing was the first of two movies that sealed Swayze's stardom. In 1990, he teamed with Demi Moore in the blockbuster...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. Shock news for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Casey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who is best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Just when you thought it was safe to return to reality TV, Susan Boyle is back. but this time she's conquering online sales charts. Her debut album, I Dreamed a Dream, is number one on Amazon.com, despite the fact that it won't be released until November. As fans rush to pre-order their copy, Boyle climbed to the top of the charts, beating competition from Whitney Houston and the Beatles.
Next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Breaking from Real Housewives, Top Chef, American Idol, and John and Kate for a moment, we take time out to tip our hats to the folks at Animal Planet, who just scored the most watched episode ever of their groundbreaking Whale Wars reality show. The season 2 finale audience peaked at around 1.3 million viewers, and the show has been named the second best performing season in the history of the network.
And attractions at HotDealsColorado.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
What up with that?
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Preston.
You are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Tuesday, September 15th. D-Day for Joe Wilson on the floor of the House of Representatives. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. It is the Bill Press Show, coming to you live, coast to coast, from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. And we're right down the street here on Capitol Hill, right down the street from the United States Capitol building, where the showdown will take place on the floor of the House this afternoon, unless Joe Wilson apologizes in the meantime. That's the dominant topic of our show this morning here, and our conversation with you at 866-55-PRESS, our toll-free number, 866-55-77-377 on the website today. Check out the advertisers, thanks to MediaMatters.org. We've listed them at BillPressShow.com. Those advertisers, companies still advertising on Glenn Beck's TV program. Some 62 companies have pulled their spots from his show in reaction and disapproval of Glenn Beck calling the President of the United States a racist. Yeah, at least he didn't do it on the floor of the House. But at any rate, those advertisers that are left need a little pressure to join the others who are boycotting the Glenn Beck program. And you'll find the list on our website, BillPressShow.com. And you also get the opportunity there, in case you missed our interview a little earlier with Rick Sanchez from CNN. If you were a subscriber, if you had bought your monthly or yearly subscription to the Bill Press Show, you'd be able to download the show through iTunes and listen to it on your iPhone or your computer or whatever. So if you haven't already done so, good day to do it today at BillPressShow.com. We say hello to Team Press here. Peter Ogburn, thanks for doing a smash-up job filling in yesterday while I was gone.
I certainly smashed things up. Yes, sir.
And Dan Henning, who tells me that it was not all bad.
No, it was good. It was good.
There you are, Peter.
I think it was engaging, and I think a sign of a good talk show is when you get response from listeners on the phones. I think we had an excellent conversation.
But they were all calling to ask where I was.
No. No.
Where the hell is Bill?
Yeah, no. Right. What happened?
No. Let me just say this. I'm glad you're back.
Well, I'm glad. That. Thank you. Good job. And Joe, thanks to Joe Sirincione yesterday as well. And she's back. Susan Boyle is back. Her album is out. And
No,
it's not out yet.
November 24th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is just a tease they released yesterday. Susan Boyle, a song I wouldn't associate with her, but this is her take on the...
Rolling Stones?
Rolling Stones, Wild Horses.
Graceless lady.
This is so sad to listen to.
To me, that's not Susan Boyle. I mean,
this is one of the best songs of all time, the Rolling Stones. I,
certainly one of my top 10 favorite songs ever.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
I can't let you.
Just slide through my hand.
This makes me not want to buy her album.
No, yeah. Me too. I wouldn't. I don't know why they released that cut. I think she ought to stick to Andrew Weber.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Stick to Andrew Weber.
Andrew Weber would be really good. I think you're absolutely right.
Those kinds of songs, you know,
yeah.
Those big schmaltzy Broadway songs. Mm-hmm. That seems to me the better way to go. All right, 10 minutes after the hour now, we've got a lot coming up. We're going to be talking about the president's speech up on Wall Street yesterday. And a little more with Joe about Joe Wilson with Congressman Joe Crowley from New York, and a little bit later with Fox Business Channel and Fox News business reporter Stuart Varney. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
What do you got, Dan?
Well, Jay Leno's new TV show premiered on NBC last night. His top guest was Kanye West, who took the opportunity to apologize again for his outburst at Sunday's MTV Video Music Awards, where he interrupted country star Taylor Swift's acceptance speech for an award she got. He said it was rude, period. Jay Leno then asked him what his deceased mother would think of what he did.
Oh, jeez.
Kanye choked up.
Yeah. All right. Here's what my question. If Kanye West can apologize, why can't Joe Wilson?
Good point.
Don't waste your time looking for George Clooney on Twitter or any other similar site. He's not the social networking type. The actor tells E! Online he'd rather have a, quote, rectal examination on live TV by a fellow with cold hands than have a Facebook, MySpace, or Twitter account.
Let me just say this about George Clooney.
Man after my own heart. Absolutely.
George Clooney, my new hero.
Stephen Colbert's run at the National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. is over. A painting of the comedian hung by the restrooms near one of Dumbo the Elephant after spending a few weeks in the National Portrait Gallery as well. It came down last night after originally making it there when Colbert lobbied for it during last year's Hollywood writers' strike.
The best part, the best feature at the American History Museum is Julia Child's kitchen.
Yeah,
that's reason enough to go to the American History Museum and watch the old videos of Julia there. Very, very exciting. Yes, indeed. President Obama yesterday going to up to Wall Street on the actual one-year anniversary of the fall of Lehman Brothers at a time a year ago when everybody said, "Uh-oh, we are heading toward a second Great Depression." The president going up with a message to Wall Street saying there were a lot of reckless behavior at that time that caused that crash, and we're not going to let it happen again. There in the audience, a good friend of the program, representing New York's 7th Congressional District, the Bronx, Congressman Joe Crowley. Hey, Congressman, good morning. Good to have you back.
Hey, Bill. Good to be back with you. Thanks.
So, from what I saw of the speech yesterday, I didn't have a chance to watch it live. It was a little different from the crowd out in Minneapolis on Saturday. Not quite as enthusiastic for the message that he delivered yesterday, right?
Well, you know, having said that, I think it's maybe a little more staid audience, to put it lightly. And I do think that when the president talked about bringing reform to Wall Street, I looked around, and there were people clapping about that as well. So maybe they were just being polite, unlike, you know, some members of Congress. But they, I hope they recognize that this is not a time for complacency, as the president said, that, you know, the unregulated banks, the non-bank banks that were unregulated, at the very least, need to be brought into some regulation. I think the same to be said for hedge funds.
And I think most Americans were happy to hear him say that this, the kind of behavior that led to the problems last year, are not going to be tolerated again. Here's a quick bite of the president yesterday.
We will not go back to the days of reckless behavior and unchecked excess that was at the heart of this crisis.
So how do you explain, Congressman, that it's been a year and not one piece of legislation has been passed to correct these problems in all that time?
I think that a part of that is that these are, you know, not to put it more succinctly, they're very complicated. I mean, there are a lot of issues in one bill we're talking about. We're talking about regulating those non-bank banks. We're talking about the creation of a consumer financial protection agency.
Right.
We're talking about, you know, looking at the way in which credit raters do their job. or in this case, failed to do their job. So there are a number of pieces to this legislation. I think the one thing that you can be guaranteed that Barney Frank, as chair of the Financial Services Committee, we will get a bill passed this year. And I think Chris Dodd in the Senate has indicated the same. So I do believe we will move forward and get something, and I think something that will be signed into law. The president made that clear yesterday as well.
The cynics say that, and as you know, the financial institutions don't want any new regulations, or they don't want the old regulations brought back either. And they've hired an army of lobbyists to lobby against this even before the legislation has started to move in the Congress. And, you know, the cynics are saying that we're going to walk away from this and there will not be any legislation.
Well, I don't agree with the cynics and all that case. And, you know, what I was just going back to your previous question for a moment, as we move faster, people would have said we're moving too quickly, like they're saying on health care now.
I think
that we need to move in a smart way. You know, the financial services industry is an incredibly important industry for New York in particular, my home city and state. I look at the tax base and I look what happened over the last year or so, and it's really affected the budgets of New York City and New York State. But it certainly goes beyond that. I mean, it's about the economy of our country. It's about the economy of the world as well. So I think whatever we do in the United States, and particularly as it pertains to Congress and regulation, needs to be done in cooperation with our friends overseas as well. So in terms of, you know, looking at this overall picture, the cynics, I mean, the reality is that they see inaction or no action as complacency, and I think that's the message the president was saying yesterday. Don't look at what Congress is doing in terms of maybe how diligently it's moving as complacency. Congress is moving forward. Barney Frank held hearing after hearing after hearing. There's a scheduled markup, my understanding, for sometime in October. And there are a number of other issues that certainly maybe to some degree have overshadowed financial services reg reform, but it hasn't stopped Mr. Frank from doing his work.
Now, one of the reasons for Congress, talking again with Congressman Joe Crowley from New York here on the Bill Press Show today, Congressman, one of the reasons that finance reform legislation hasn't moved yet is because of the focus on health care reform, as you indicated a little bit earlier. Now that Max Baucus is finally going to get a bill, it looks like maybe this week even out of the whatever it's worth, out of the Finance Committee, that will mean all five committees will have passed some legislation. Do you think then we're going to get serious about, you know, bringing these bills together and that there will be a bill on the president's desk this year?
I have no doubt. I had a conversation with the speaker yesterday, and after speaking with her, I have no doubt that we're going to pass something out of the House, and I think the Senate is going to be under tremendous pressure to do the same thing. And I do believe that by the end of this year, the president will have signed into law an effective and new way of doing business as pertains to health care in this country.
Do you buy that the public option is dead, as
no,
a lot of people
I
are
don't.
Saying?
I don't. I really don't. Look, it may have a different name. It may have, you know, they may yeah. come up with some of the slogan for it, but I do think the public option will be and needs to be a part of this as a means to control costs. Has been said over and over again, if you do everything else, you got a good bill, but not one that actually radically changed the way in which business is done here.
Yeah, it leaves the insurance companies in charge.
Right, and I think in the end, I think the case has been made as to why we need to have a competitive entity brought into this. I think the president's comparison, I thought it was very good and had not thought of it myself. In terms of education, higher education, we have private institutions.
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, not every person, I didn't go to a private institution. I went to the City University of New York. I mean, and when I got out of school, I didn't own a penny in loans. And that's fine. And for others, it's fine if they go and get student loans. I'm not knocking it.
Yeah.
But it created an opportunity for competitiveness, for people to attend schools and to make those other schools more competitive. If you want the best and the brightest, you know, City University of New York is giving a pretty good deal and luring some of the best and brightest to their schools. And I think the same thing for, you know, universities in California. So
yeah.
I think that comparison was a very good one in terms of healthcare and education.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Chuck Schumer, by the way, is the first one I heard use that, actually, and the president has picked it up, and I think it's very effective. Now, Congressman, there's another issue that's going to come before the floor of the House. You alluded to it just a little earlier today. If he does not yet first apologize beforehand, leadership is going to introduce a resolution of disapproval for Joe Wilson today. Here's what Joe Wilson told Fox News Sunday when asked whether he would consider going to the floor of the House and apologize.
I've apologized one time. The apology was accepted by the president, by the vice president, who I know. I am not apologizing again.
So do you think this resolution is called for today, or do you think Democrats are maybe making too much of a deal about this?
Well, let me make a couple of observations. One is I was obviously in the room when it happened, and yep. I had to control myself from demanding an apology right there and then.
By the way, if somebody in the balcony had screamed out something like that, how long would they have lasted?
Not long at all. They would have been removed immediately.
Yeah.
But in terms of this, let me just make this observation that I haven't heard made yet. I know Joe Wilson. I've traveled with Joe Wilson. I was in Iraq with Joe Wilson last year. He has a son in the military, I believe a captain, in the service of the armed services. He himself, I believe, was or maybe still a member of the National Guard or Reserves within his home state, South Carolina.
No, I think you're right. I've heard that before.
And
yes.
The notion that he would say that the commander-in-chief, you are a liar, I wonder how that would be treated if he said to his immediate superior within the armed services that statement. I think court-martial certainly would be in line. So I think some folks have missed that. And just an observation. In terms of the apology, it was made to the president, not directly, through his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. And that's fine. But I think what many members feel is that there's an apology owed to the body itself. That the way in which we conduct business on the floor of the House, look, people can criticize it, and are we consistent over time and, you know, some things go? Yes, I think that's true. But in this case, when the eyes of the entire world, you know, the United States and the entire world are upon us, to treat the president or any guest in that manner, I think was reprehensible. And I think that it really put the body in a bad light. And it offended many of us. I was offended. I happened to sit right behind Jim Clyburn and Steny Hoyer during the speech, and I was between both of them in both of their ears, both one's left and one's right ear. And I gave a lot of my own. I said the president had gone around the entire country doing a series of town halls, and not once did an American stand up and accuse him of lying. They had some serious questions, but no one ever did that. It took him to come to the floor of the House of Representatives to have that happen, and I think it embarrassed the body, embarrassed us, I think, individually, but it sent a very bad message about how we conduct ourselves, and I think it gives license to people to feel as though, you know, the signs you saw the next a couple of days later about, you know, the president, and I think it just adds so much to that, and it's unfortunate.
Congressman, you're a good man. Thank you. Hey, thank you so much. Thanks
great
for taking the time
you.
For us today, and we'll be watching the House with interest today, and I know you're going to do the right thing.
I will.
Thanks so much, Congressman.
Thank you.
All right, Joe Crowley from, he is a great guy, I really like him, from the Bronx, 7th District of New York, and yes, Democrats and Republicans ought to step up to the plate today and vote that resolution of disapproval against Joe Wilson.
The time for bickering is over. The time for games has passed.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Are you late or about to be? Let us help by settling your debt. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-506-1675. 1-800-506-1675. You owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. Debt Free Stimulus is a debt matching service. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms.
I'm Ed Whitaker, the new chairman of General Motors. Before I started this job, I admit I had some doubts, probably a lot like you. But I like what I found, and I think you will too. Because car for car, when compared to our competition, we win. Simple as that. I just know if you get into one of our cars, you're going to like what you see. So we're putting our money where our mouth is. Here's what I'm talking about. If you buy a new Chevy, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac, and you're not 100% happy, return it, and we'll take it back. It's our new 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And as always, you'll get our 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain warranty. That's how strongly we feel about our cars and how committed we are to you. So put us to the test against anyone and may the best car win.
100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain warranty. Whichever comes first, see dealer for limited warranty details. Visit gm.com/guarantee or see your local dealer for details and limitations. Not available with some other offers. Other restrictions apply. Take delivery by 11:30:09.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Tuesday morning commute underway.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
Showbiz.
Duracell has come to the rescue of power-hungry portable devices with their new line of instant chargers. If your gadget can be recharged via USB, it can be recharged on the go with these rechargeable pocket chargers. The best bit is the price. They only cost around $20 for the instant charger and $50 for the powerhouse model. Both provide more talk time, camera life, or ebook reading at a moment's notice.
Actually listening without interrupting. It's never too late for adults to seek help for ADHD and find the right treatment plan. Get information at AdultADHDIsReal.com and take an ADHD self-screener. Talk to your doctor. The right treatment plan can help control your symptoms so you can stay focused and organized, get things done at home and work, and help improve relationships. Visit AdultADHDIsReal.com to learn more about adult ADHD. Don't let ADHD prevent you from achieving your goals. I haven't.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope. Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. Or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim17.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, Participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim17.com. Remember slim17.com. That's slim, then the number 17.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic's still nice and quiet around the Denver and Boulder Metro. No accidents to get in your way, just the normal jams coming southbound on I-25, 1st and Thornton, again after I-70. Going to see some heavier flows as well, westbound 76 and eastbound 270 as you get closer to downtown. Also, patchy fog on I-70 near Lyman. Forecast, mostly sunny, a few clouds developing afternoon, perhaps an isolated thunderstorm in the foothills. Our high around town should be 83 degrees, right now 60 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to genuineservice.com to sign up.
Genuineservice.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel. I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them. Just be clear.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Let's get through these rough times together. And I'm doing my part, offering you our Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles at even lower prices than ever before. Hello, I'm Tom Martino, and I'm proud of this special introductory offer that will save you more than $500. Now you can get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV with free installation. It's the same high-quality service you've come to expect from my company, Liberty Bell, where you're never just a number. This is the lowest price, best bundle we've ever offered. And remember, with Liberty Bell, there are no 200-word disclaimers, no complicated bills, just plain good service at low prices. Liberty Bell, your only true local company, all Colorado-owned and operated. Call 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.85% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium, or late withdrawal. No extra fees, forfeiture, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show, this Tuesday, September 15. We remember it well. 1 year ago yesterday, the collapse of Lehman Brothers, the collapse of the market, and millions of Americans losing everything they had in their portfolios. President Obama choosing that yesterday to go to Wall Street with a message saying those reckless practices that led to that collapse, we've got to do something about it.
Those on Wall Street cannot resume taking risks without regard for consequences and expect that next time American taxpayers will be there to break their fall.
Listening and watching carefully for everything the president said, our good friend, senior business correspondent for Fox News and the Fox Business Channel, Stuart Varney. Hey, Stuart, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
The New York Times, I thought, had a good headline this morning on the president's speech, trying to rekindle a fire. Has the fire gone out, Stuart?
I'm not sure which fire the Times is referring to. It would seem to me that the president delivered another very high-profile speech yesterday, attempting to rally the troops. He's done this, of course, with healthcare last week. Now he's doing it with financial regulatory reform. I'm not sure it rekindles real fire in favor of regulatory reform any more than it rekindled fire in favor of healthcare reform.
Well, I think the fire they're talking about maybe is the fire behind his legislation, if there ever was any, or maybe the public anger, which does, with the passage of time, seem to have certainly dissipated. Would you agree?
I think it's dissipated a little. I think you're right, Bill. It can be rekindled. I was interested in the president's speech to find out what exactly he wants to do about A, major financial institutions which get in trouble. He says the taxpayer won't rescue them again.
Right.
That's nonsense. They will rescue them again. Either rescue them with a bailout or they'll nationalize them. They have to. Any government has to do that, whether it's Obama or Bush. That's what you got to do. Secondly, how does the president propose to limit the risk that financial institutions take? He says they've taken an inordinate amount of risk without regard to the consequences. All right, how do you limit risk? Taking risk is fundamental to any financial institution. How do you limit it? What regulator is going to step in to say, hey, you're taking too much risk? How do you do that?
Well, this is your area, not mine. Believe me, I'm first to admit that. But isn't he referring to the financial institutions asking investors to take risks in vehicles which are really not trustworthy?
Well, you're asking investors to take a risk in vehicles which nobody understands. Remember those derivatives?
Oh, yeah.
Contracts on a derivative in the future at a discount, all that nonsense. I mean,
true.
Nobody understood what that was.
Yeah, but they were offering products that were really not...
There's no economic value. That's what it was. There was no underlying economic value at all. It was merely creating contracts for the sake of trading and leveraging up your profitability.
Exactly.
Look, Bill, I think you and I are probably in total agreement. You've got to do something about this derivatives marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what, but I would suggest maybe raising the margin requirement. You can't put a dollar down to control $100 worth of contract. I think you've got to put 50 cents down to control, $50 for 100.
50, right.
Get the leverage out. I think you and I can probably both agree on that.
Now, does it surprise you that we are a year from this date and nothing has happened? Congress, usually, something goes wrong, and within a week, Congress has a hearing, right? And they have some legislation, good or bad, right, which they rushed through. And this has been a year, and nothing has happened in either house.
What shocks me is that nobody has been brought up on criminal charges. Nobody has gone to jail. I'm shocked at that, because I think that those criminal charges would be justified if you can show that somebody flat out lied.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people did lie about the risk being taken. When they went out and peddled these derivative contracts wrapped up in security bundles around the world, people lied about the risk that the investor was supposed to be taking. It was a flat-out lie. The rating agencies were complicit in this, and so were the bankers who sold that risk. They were complicit. There's plenty of civil actions which will wind their way through the courts for years and years and years, but I would have liked to have seen somebody strung up on criminal charges. Hey, this is your fault. You are going to pay for it. I'd like to see that.
Stuart, yesterday, Pete Peterson, whom I'm sure you know, former Commerce Secretary and now head of the Blackstone Group, he said something very interesting about this whole approach toward, let's say, congressional or legislative correction, where he said, I'm not sure we can ever fix the problem. Here's Pete Peterson. I'd love to get your take.
I don't know that you're going to change human nature. Greed is a condition that exists in almost all of us.
Now, I find that a funny statement. I mean, it's true, but at the same time, does that mean we just don't do anything?
I think he's suggesting that whatever you do won't work, because the human condition lives, and it has throughout humanity's existence, that greed is a fact of life. It reminds me of Gordon Gekko in the movie.
Exactly. We said the same thing earlier in the show, right.
I think a fundamental problem of reform is that President Obama is going to give it Congress to write the legislation. And Congress is not going to go against its own interests. For example, there are all kinds of congressional panels which oversee the current regulatory agencies, whether it's the SEC, whether it's the FDIC, and all the rest of them. There are all kinds of congressional panels. The chair of those panels and the members have a considerable amount of congressional clout and political power. If we go to a system where there is a new single financial regulator, or we give that job to the Federal Reserve, all those committee men, all those committee chairs, lose their power. Congress is not going to do that. So you've got an obstacle to true reform, radical reform, right there in Congress, and you've given Congress the right to write this legislation. Big problem.
You also have a financial industry which is going to fight any significant reform, correct?
Yes. Look, I know you're raising the issue of the special interest. Now, we're supposed to have gotten rid of the special interest. This is the politics of change, change that we can believe in. Well, we haven't gotten rid of the trial lawyers. We haven't gotten rid of the unions. We haven't gotten rid of the drug industry. We haven't gotten rid of the private insurance healthcare industry. We haven't gotten rid of the special interest. In fact, they've come along even stronger than before. So, look, I know what you're going to say, Bill.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I don't think we want to get rid of all those interests. Otherwise, government would be running everything. But, I mean, I think the analogy I would make is to healthcare. In healthcare, surprisingly, right, pharma, for example, is supporting health care reform. They made a pretty good deal on it, right?
They made promises which I think that they have subsequently reneged on.
Yeah. You know, the docs are supporting it, the nurses are supporting it. But in this case, for the finance reform legislation, the industry, from what I can see, is lining up against it. They've hired an army of lobbyists to fight this even before the legislation has started to move.
Well, I would question whether the docs are on board with healthcare. They are not. The AMA has shown lukewarm support, and people are leaving the AMA in droves because of that support. The nurses, you say, are giving support, but the nurses who lined up behind the president the other day represent only 180,000 nurses.
Well,
there are 2.8 million nurses.
Yeah,
so let's get these so-called special interests,
well,
which are destroying legislation, in real perspective.
I don't want to really make a big issue of this, but I do think it's clear that you don't have the combined opposition, and institutional opposition to the Obama reforms that you had to the Clinton reforms. It's just not the same advertising and opposition. But I do think you're going to see the Chamber of Commerce is already running spots against the financial reform legislation. That's my point. I think you're going to see more public opposition.
I think you are. It is, of course, a very technical subject.
Yep.
Who runs what? And look, if we can't understand the nature of the existing problem, which is derivatives, how on earth do you sell a plan to reform derivatives, which you don't understand in the first place?
Right. Which leads me to my conclusion, and I'll let you go and see if you can agree with this. I think we're going to walk away from this, and there will not be any legislation. That's what I believe.
If there is any legislation presented to Congress, it's going to get churned up with cap and trade, healthcare reform. You throw regulatory reform into the mix, and you've got a far too full congressional calendar. Something's got to give.
Yeah, not going to happen this year, and then next year we'll be even further away from it.
And it's an election year.
You got it. Okay. Hey, Stuart, always good to visit with you, my friend.
Thank you, Bill.
Good to talk. Thanks so much. All right, Stuart Varney, chief business correspondent for Fox News. 866. I don't know about you. I mean, I don't mean to be too cynical about this, but I think public anger toward Wall Street, unfortunately, has dissipated. And I wouldn't be surprised if they get away with it. They're going to be back in business and there'll be no financial reform. 866-55 Press. Do you agree?
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge a premium to your credit card. It's easy, and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221. For your in-home 60-day risk-free trial, that's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Still accident and stall free around the metro as you're getting your morning commute started. Going to be slow, though, on southbound I-25 and Thornton 120th now down to 84th, also from 70 past Spear. Speeds in the 20s and 30s in that stretch. Also going to be heavy southbound 225 as you get on at Colfax and some patchy fog on I-70 near Lyman. Your forecast today, mostly sunny and mild with highs in the low 80s. Have a small chance for an afternoon thunderstorm, mostly in the foothills. Right now your downtown temperature is 60 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Whether you rent or own your home, Shelter Insurance has options to help keep you covered. Ask about their discounts for adding car insurance, too, by calling 1-800-SHELTER or find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shore, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now, not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
Looking for a smart buy in a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
This is the Bill Press Show.
13 minutes before the top of the hour, a little breaking news here. Just came over the wires. From the White House that, Joe Biden, you never know where he's going to pop up. I drove by his residence over the weekend, and I was wondering, hey, I wonder where Joe is. And then I, it was Saturday, then I found out he had been in Los Angeles, where he spoke at the memorial service for the two firemen killed in that station fire a couple of weeks ago. Then he went up to San Francisco, spoke at a fundraiser for Senator Barbara Boxer, And then didn't know where he went, and the White House just announcing his plane has just landed in Baghdad. They never say ahead of time when the cabinet secretaries or a vice president or president is going to end up in Baghdad. We didn't know the vice president was going there, but he has arrived. We don't know how long he'll be in Baghdad, in Iraq, and no word on the rest of his schedule yet. Sheila's calling from, is that Archie, Maryland?
Archie, Missouri.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Sheila. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm good, thanks. Hey, I was just calling. I wanted to express my agreement with you on your cynicism towards the lack of anything moving out of Congress in regards to the financial regulation.
I think it's unfortunate, but I just think that's...
I do, too, and I think it boils down to the fact that, you know, the American people as a whole are very apathetic. You know, right now they see their 401ks coming back a little bit, so they're not angry anymore at the banks. And yesterday I paid $2.15 a gallon for gas, and you no longer hear the demands for drill, baby, drill, or
Right.
You know, we need to look for ways to get dependent from foreign oil. We're very apathetic. And until there's another major crisis, you know, the American people aren't going to pay any attention to it until it actually affects them. So I agree.
Yeah, I know. I hate to even raise the point, but it's like we're also sort of like ADD, you know what I mean? If we're really angry about something, but then a month later, we've moved on to something else, right? And I think most of the American people, you're right, they see their 401k coming back. They see that the market is, you know, kind of holding steady and inching up a little bit. And so they think the problem's behind us, but it's not. I mean, I read yesterday that some economists are saying unless we have some course correction and regulatory reform, that we could have another collapse 2 years from now.
I agree. And
there we go.
Right. It's all about health care right now and listening to the sound bites and being angry about whatever the media wants us to be angry about at the time. So.
Well, I hope the president can turn it around, but it's going to be really an uphill battle. Out in Chicago, in Chicago's Progressive Talk. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah. What's your point?
A couple of comments. One, I'm as frustrated as the next person about the lack of any action on that, but I suppose if we put it in some perspective, after the crash in 1929, it took 4 years before we got the 33 and 34 Securities Acts. So maybe time could be helpful in this. The difference today.
Yeah. You know, Scott, that's a very optimistic, and usually I'm an optimist about almost everything. But
I was more optimistic until the prior caller kind of put a little bit of a dent in it, and that we are ADD.
Yeah.
You know, in a 24-hour news cycle, it's, you know, it's so easy.
Yes.
To put another lollipop in our mouth and change the cycle.
You know, that's a very excellent point. That's a big difference between back then and today. You know, today we just we're impatient. We just, you know, want to kind of move on. And the time to do something now is right after a crisis. And if you don't act right after the crisis, to come back later, and as the New York Times puts it, try to rekindle the fire once the fire's burned down. Boy, that's tough. I want it to happen, don't get me wrong. How about in Valparaiso, Indiana? Hi, Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for your call.
Okay. My comment is I am very concerned that we're moving into a false lull. And unless we get some really good regulation in there for the financial industry, we're going to move into a double-dip recession.
Well, you know, they've already started the same old practices. I mean, the excessive bonuses are back. You know, we talked a week or so ago about the new guy head of AIG is getting $7 million a year plus a $3 million bonus on top of that. And we own 80% of that company. So it's like same old, same old.
And because I'm outside of Gary, Indiana, which is a very poor area, I'm watching a lot of my students struggle as they're trying to make home payments,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to keep their kids in school, they're trying to go to school, and it's very scary up here. There is not much security for these folks.
No, it hasn't gotten better out there, right? But it's gotten
mm-hmm.
better on Wall Street, and so they're
yep.
saying basically leave us alone. As if, by the way, they're going to correct the problems themselves. I mean, if you think there'll be any self-correction on Wall Street, I mean, anybody who thinks that is just not living in the real world. Carrie from Garden City, New York. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Bill, I agree with you totally. I think that unless we have campaign finance reform and we take special interest money out of this process, the same people that caused the problem who have been in Congress for years and years are expected to fix it when it's really in their best interest to leave it alone.
Because they're getting the big checks from the banks and the financial institutions.
Yeah, the gentleman who was on before on Fox News, he sort of soft-soaked the whole special interest thing, and he didn't call him on it pretty much. I guess out of loyalty there. But the reality is that the special interest money is killing this whole thing. It's going to kill the media is not publicizing the financial issues. It's all taken over by health care. And until the media brings back the financial problem, the issues with the banks and special interest is not in the public eye. The public doesn't see it.
Got to agree with you, Carrie. Absolutely. I mean, you watch. I think the special interests in this case of financial institutions are not going to let financial regulatory reform happen. And I'll be back with a parting shot.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
cobblestone room. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Are you late or about to be? Let us help by settling your debt. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-506-1675. 1-800-506-1675. You owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. Debt-Free Stimulus is a debt-matching service. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms.
Here, AM 760. Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free at Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day but only paid for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistants a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19, only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Last night, millions of Americans heard something new. Laughter at 10, 9 Central.
Nice to have you all here!
Jay Leno added a full hour of laughter to primetime last night. And if you missed it, well, too bad, because it was great. But no worries, because tonight, he's got another new hour. This one with Tom Cruise. Luckily, Jay doesn't have a couch to jump on. The Jay Leno Show, following the two-hour premiere of The Biggest Loser.
Hey, have a terrific show tonight!
Comedy at 10, 9 Central. It's about time.
More seriously than what happens on the floor of the House of Representatives. All right, my parting shot for today. I'll see you on MSNBC with Ed Schultz today at 6 p.m. East Coast time. We'll have Frank Rich with us tomorrow, and we'll talk and see what happens to Joe Wilson. See you tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Osteoporosis, hot flushes, night sweats, difficulty sleeping, lack of energy. For women going through menopause, these concerns become a part of life. If you are menopausal and experiencing postmenopausal symptoms, you may be eligible to participate in our clinical research study. The purpose of this study is to test whether an investigational drug safely and effectively prevents postmenopausal osteoporosis and helps menopausal symptoms while ensuring endometrial safety.
For more information about this menopause and osteoporosis prevention study, call Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733. Again, that's Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Americans weren't exactly breaking the bank in August, but a report the government released a short time ago shows that retail sales did manage a respectable gain of 2.7%, the best showing in more than 3 years. Retailing consultant Bert Flickinger.
The food, drug, and discount store sector is bouncing back very well. Toys R Us is doing well, but the department stores and specialty stores are still struggling and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Toys R Us wants to get the jump on the Christmas season. Analyst Aaron Armendinger says it's opening 350 temporary stores and toy boutiques, many of them in vacant retail spaces.
They're taking advantage of advantageous real estate pricing at this point. Malls have a lot of empty space that they're looking to utilize.
Breaking news from overseas, Vice President Biden's arrived in Iraq to make the rounds with American troops and meet with Iraqi leaders. Muntadhar al-Zayedi, the Iraqi who threw his shoes at President Bush, has been released from prison. Al-Zayedi claims he was tortured by his Iraqi jailers, and CBS News translator Khalid Wasef says there's evidence to support that.
While he was talking, it was obvious that he had lost one of his front teeth. He talked about being beaten with bars, being whipped with those electric cords.
A bipartisan task force wants to cut the number of color-coded terror alert levels from 5 to 3. CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate.
For all intents and purposes, we've been operating at 3 levels over the last few years anyway.
Most of the time at threat level yellow, indicating an elevated risk of an attack. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus says he could have a bipartisan health reform proposal as early as today. A poll by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation shows that public is losing confidence in the nation's health care system. Some Texas fifth graders won't be going to see former President Bush. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Why not, Vicki?
Just after announcing they would not be showing President Obama's live speech to the nation's school children, Arlington County officials let slip that some 600 fifth graders would be going to an event featuring former President George W. Bush. Now the Dallas Morning News reports the trip is off, and Superintendent Jerry McCullough has apologized for the negative publicity, though whether that refers to his handling of the Obama speech or the Bush event isn't clear. Frank?
Dirty Dancing made him a star, but Ghost was the movie that turned the late Patrick Swayze into People magazine's sexiest man alive.
You love me, Sam.
What do you mean, why don't I ever say it? I say it all the time.
You don't. You say ditto, and that's not the same.
Entertainment Tonight's Mary Hart calls Ghost one of the most romantic movies of all time.
He and Demi Moore together were just the romantic tearjerker couple.
Swayze's long struggle with cancer ended yesterday. He was 57. S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
The truck pulled the ATVs with no problem. I love that thing.
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Who are all those people?
Oh, that's my studio audience. I saved so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to Geico, I was able to rent a studio audience for the weekend.
Huh. Good move.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. Geico Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
Hey, this is Peyton Manning. Follow your favorite team no matter where you live and see every game, every Sunday, with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. Get every game in HD. Watch 8 games on one screen. Call now and get the best offer ever.
Call 888-DIRECTV and find out how to get every game in HD when you mention promo code BLITZ. Get it in time for this Sunday's games. 888-DIRECTV.
Blackout rules apply. Activate premier package with purchase of NFL Sunday Ticket. Additional fee and equipment required for HD Pro. Preference 10-12-09. New customers only on approved credit card required. Other conditions apply.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Parents of kids in the Boulder Valley School District finally got the long-awaited and unsurprising news. Swine flu is here. Emails to parents yesterday confirmed suspicions raised by higher-than-normal absentee rates from the district's 10 schools. CU's reported 90 cases. The Boulder District Attorney says Longmont police were justified in the fatal shooting of a suspect following a car chase last month. 35-year-old Brian Christopher Naranjo was shot 16 times after he raised a loaded gun at officers. An autopsy found that Naranjo had methamphetamine in his body at the time of his death. The crowded contest to challenge Democratic Senator Michael Bennet is getting a new player. Former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton will introduce herself to voters in a three-city campaign announcement. The Republican Norton is currently executive director of the Denver Police Foundation. In sports, the Rockies try again tonight. The Giants clobbered them last night, 9-1. Rockies still lead in the wild card race by 3.5 games. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where we've got no wrecks or stalls to get in your way, but we do have those slowdowns in the usual spots, like southbound I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Your delays are going to start right around 120th. Brakes loose for a little bit, then you'll hit your brakes once you get towards downtown on that approach to I-70, taking you past Spear. Again, looks better at that stadium curve, bogs down again towards Alameda, but not as serious as the slowdowns for northbounders on I-25. 270 loading up eastbound, pretty much 76 towards Vasquez. We're also seeing more traffic, also in the eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue on that approach to Federal towards I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers, most likely around 1 p.m. and beyond. It's going to be a partly cloudy day, high of about 82, overnight low dropping down to 52. Currently, it is 62 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a Tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Campbell's Chunky Soup and Tostitos Scoops cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Powerful senior Democrat in the Congress. And so the back and forth keeps going on about the public option, and it really shows that this fight is not over at all. I'm actually feeling pretty good today. Got a little work done on my book yesterday, which was really good. It's been difficult trying to write a book, do a column, and do a radio show. I feel like I have no free time, but,
oh, come on. Don't act like you're all busy and stuff.
I'm pretty busy, man.
I know you are. I'm just kidding. I'm being facetious.
It's been quite a couple of weeks. On the broadcast today, we're going to talk at 9 a.m. To Media Matters, and between now and then, we're going to be focusing in on the big Colorado news story of the day. Major moves in the 2010 Senate race. I will fill you in on all that. But first, let's do a national news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So healthcare, we'll start with that. That's all over the news. The New York Times, the headline is New Objections to Baucus Healthcare Proposal. Two of the three Republicans and a small group trying to forge that bipartisan compromise on healthcare in the Senate Finance Committee have now requested numerous major changes in a proposal drafted by Senator Max Baucus of Montana and of the pharmaceutical and insurance industry. The Republican Senators Mike Enzi of Wyoming and Chuck Grassley of Iowa have cataloged their concerns in documents sent to the chairman. President Obama has broadly endorsed many elements of Mr. Baucus's proposal, which White House officials praise as a possible template for health care legislation. Of course, Baucus's proposal does not have the public option in it. It's a complete giveaway to the insurance industry, which is not surprising. Baucus has taken among the largest sums of campaign cash from the insurance and pharmaceutical industry in Congress. So you now have a weird dynamic where the chairman of one Senate committee, Tom Harkin of the Health Committee, is saying that the Congress and the Senate will pass a bill with a robust public option, and you have another chairman of the Finance Committee, a Democrat, Max Baucus, pushing forward a proposal that has no public option and is a huge giveaway to the insurance industry. Now, speaking of giveaways, Matt Taibbi, a friend of the show, good friend of mine, of Rolling Stone, on his blog, the headline is Pharma's Big Bribe Comes In, and he cites a New York Times report that the drug industry's chief trade group in Washington plans to roll out a series of multi-million dollar television ads in coming weeks specifically to support Senator Baucus's health care bill. Now, remember, I always say, watch the outfielder, right? Watch the outfielder when the ball gets hit. To know whether a proposal is good or bad in this complicated health debate, the easiest thing to do is watch who is supporting it and who is opposing it. If you have the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance industry planning to air major ads backing a given bill, it's a good bet that that bill doesn't change the status quo for the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance industry. And if that's the case, it's a good bet that the bill is not something that we should want. Military news. Obama rejects Afghanistan-Vietnam comparison. President Obama rejected comparisons on Monday between the war in Afghanistan and the conflict in Vietnam a generation ago, according to the New York Times. But he expressed concern about, quote, the dangers of overreach, and pledged a full debate before making further decisions on strategy. The president's comments in an interview with the New York Times and CNBC appeared to be a response, says the Times, to rising unease within his own party in Congress about the possibility of the United States becoming bogged down in Afghanistan. Asked whether he worried about repeating the fate of President Lyndon Johnson, who declined to seek re-election in 1968 as a result of the turmoil over Vietnam, Obama replied, "You have to learn lessons from history. On the other hand, each historical moment is different. You never step into the same river twice, and so Afghanistan is not Vietnam." Obama was also up on Wall Street yesterday. President Obama sternly admonished the financial industry and lawmakers to accept his proposals to reshape financial regulation to protect the nation from a repeat of the excesses that drove Lehman Brothers into bankruptcy and wreaked havoc on the global economy last year. And yet, the proposal he's putting forward on Wall Street reform seems rather weak. Nothing to break up the big banks. Nothing to really curtail what's known as moral hazard, whereby the government, in being willing to so lavishly bail out the industry, has effectively said to the industry, you can continue to take the absurd risks that you're taking with the implicit guarantee that the government will be there to clean up the mess. Back to healthcare. This off the Wall Street Journal website. Baucus crafts healthcare plan, but Senate Democrats have concerns. Some rank-and-file Senate Democrats are now voicing concerns about sweeping legislation being crafted by healthcare legislation being crafted by Baucus, citing what they describe as excessive burdens placed on some families and concerns over financing for the $880 billion package. The Hill newspaper adds to this story, saying Democrats on the Finance Committee are poised to demand changes and offer amendments to the bill. Labor policy. The Hill newspaper reports that Labor Secretary Hilda Solis pledges to make the strongest case possible for the Employee Free Choice Act and specifically for the card check provisions in the legislation. That's what she told a crowd at the AFL-CIO's annual convention in Pittsburgh. President Obama himself has been pretty quiet on that issue. USA Today reports many mortgage modifications push payments higher. Tens of thousands of financially strapped homeowners who've asked lenders to lower their mortgage payments are instead winding up with higher monthly payments and larger debts on their homes. Homeowners who were hoping for lower payments are discovering to their dismay that lenders roll late fees, back taxes, or other costs into the principal, sometimes turning a difficult payment into an impossible one. That's one reason that many reworked mortgages are sliding back into default. And this shows the failure of President Obama's mortgage, quote-unquote, reform bill. Basically, all he did was throw $75 billion at the banks, asking them to rework their mortgage. He, of course, did not weigh in a strong way, for what we've talked about on this show, cram down. Allowing judges to rewrite the terms of a loan like they're allowed to do for second homes and investment properties. This was the bill that moved through Congress that almost passed, but 13 Democrats, including Michael Bennett, Colorado's appointed senator, had opposed. And so now you see the failure of simply throwing money at the banks. Mortgage modifications are actually pushing payments higher. Pop culture news. This is sad. Of course, you heard this in the AM 760 news update. Patrick Swayze, Hollywood's dirty dancer, succumbed to pancreatic cancer at the age of 57. A real icon of the 80s. And in our final national news report, the Huffington Post, Ryan Grimm, who we had on this show a couple days ago, notes that a new FBI report out this week finds that one drug arrest is made in the United States every 18 seconds. That's right. Someone is arrested in the United States for a drug law violation every 18 seconds. And get this, more than four-fifths of those arrests were for possession only, and nearly half were for possession of marijuana. So that's one marijuana arrest, one marijuana possession arrest every 37 seconds. What a waste of resources at a time that everyone's talking about deficits and overspending. What a complete waste. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after a traffic update, I'm going to update you on the big, really earth-shaking political news here in Colorado. Two big moves in the U.S. Senate race in 2010, making Colorado, according to national newspapers, Colorado going to be a major focal point now in the 2010 elections. We'll get your take on where you come down. Two big marquee candidates jumping into that race. It looked to be a quiet Senate race, probably a quiet 2010 election season here in Colorado. Not anymore. I'll fill you in on that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic's still really not bad for us. We don't have any accidents or stalls to get in your way. We do have stop and go in the normal spots of I-25 southbounders, 136th Avenue to 84th. That's a little longer there in Adams County. Also from 48th past Spear Boulevard. And northbound is going to tap the brakes from Broadway up to 6th Avenue. Speeds in the teens and 20s there. Southbound 225 also heavy. Colfax to Alameda. Again, the heavier spot there from Parker Road down to the I-25 interchange. And if you're out on the eastern end on I-70, we do have some fog again near Lyman. Your forecast, mostly sunny, a few clouds developing afternoon. Perhaps an isolated thunderstorm in the foothills, but our high in town should be around 83 degrees. Right now, 55 or 59 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running like a Toyota with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher. That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Osteoporosis. Hot flushes. Night sweats. Difficulty sleeping. Lack of energy. For women going through menopause, these concerns become a part of life. If you are menopausal and experiencing postmenopausal symptoms, you may be eligible to participate in our clinical research study. The purpose of this study is to test whether an investigational drug safely and effectively prevents postmenopausal osteoporosis and helps menopausal symptoms while ensuring endometrial safety.
For more information about this menopause and osteoporosis prevention study, call Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733. Again, that's Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733.
Game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Bush's Baked Beans and Totino's Pizza Rolls cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Last night, millions of Americans heard something new. Laughter at 10, 9 central.
Nice to have you all here.
Jay Leno added a full hour of laughter to primetime last night. And if you missed it, well, too bad, because it was great. But no worries, because tonight he's got another new hour. This one with Tom Cruise. Luckily, Jay doesn't have a couch to jump on. The Jay Leno Show, following the two-hour premiere of The Biggest Loser.
We have a terrific show tonight.
Comedy at 10, 9 central. It's about time.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
That's the song that Al Franken always used to play when I came on his show. I love this story. This is just off the wire. Obama calls Kanye West a jackass for his outburst.
That's awesome. I've been thinking that for MTV. You know, a good 24 hours.
That's really funny that he did that.
Did you see Kanye West's apology on Leno last night?
I saw a little snippet of it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, oh, I'm going to take some time off. I've been touring and, you know, recording, and I'm sorry. I mean, seriously, dude, it's fake apology.
Obama's jackass comment was delivered during an off-the-record chat with a CNBC reporter. That's pretty funny that he weighed in on that.
The Leno joke was maybe Barack Obama should have Taylor Swift and Kanye West over for a root beer, whatever, at the White House.
That's pretty hilarious, man. That was really, Kanye West really needs to get it under control. Come on, man. All right, let's do a Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, top story. Top story, in the 2010 U.S. Senate race, Colorado polls reports that with the Democratic Party set for a bruising primary in the 2010 Senate race, and we'll get to that in a second, the Republican primary is about to get really, really down and dirty. Former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton throwing her hat in the ring for the Republican nomination. Colorado Polls at www.coloradopolls.com has got a post up on the top of its site talking about the problems or the perceived problems with her candidacy. Just reading here, Norton is tainted by family and professional connections to lobbying. Norton can be portrayed as a religious extremist, which is part of a fundamentalist mega church. Colorado Polls saying, bottom line, Jane Norton has all the markings of a tough candidate. Her novelty, like that of former Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, makes her dangerous to Democrats, but also presents a serious challenge for her own backers. To define her to the public before Democrats do, Norton is not well known in the state, and certainly her positions are not well known. She hasn't taken a lot of positions publicly on a lot of issues. But she was a statewide official, so they do believe, political experts do believe, she's going to be a tough candidate. Tom Tancredo, the former Republican congressman, the headline in the Denver Post, Tancredo contends Norton, quote, not ready for Senate run. Tancredo said he would not have a problem if Norton earlier this year had called fellow Republicans statewide to say she wanted to run for the office and outline her reason. Instead, he charged that Norton in recent weeks got talked into running by Arizona Senator John McCain, a Norton family friend and political ally. Does John McCain have a right to do that? Sure. Do I have a right to complain about it? You bet, Tancredo said in an interview Monday night. Jane Norton is a nice lady who I like, end of story, but I fear she is not ready for prime time. Norton's spokeswoman said Tancredo's comments are off base. Jane talked to a lot of Coloradans about wanting to take Colorado values to the U.S. Senate. She's a great deal of grassroots support, and she's excited to hit the campaign trail. So you see what I'm talking about how this Republican primary is going to get really, really contentious. The other Denver Post story, Ritter hopes primary won't split Democrats. Governor Bill Ritter says he would have been better off politically if he picked former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff to fill the U.S. Senate seat vacated by Democratic Senator Ken Salazar. But the governor said he's sticking by his appointment of Michael Bennett to the seat. I've been reaffirmed every single day in my choice, said Ritter, who's received grief from some Democratic Party activists for not picking Romanoff. Romanoff is prepared to formally announce Wednesday, tomorrow, in Pueblo, that he will run against Bennett in the Democratic Senate primary next year. Although the Democratic governor, Ritter, said he hasn't agreed with every one of Bennett's votes, which of course he didn't list. He's extremely impressed by the former Denver Public Schools superintendent's service in the Senate. Ritter floating this old canard that a contested primary will hurt the party. What I'm hopeful of is that the primary does not split the party or split it in a way that causes damage in the November election. I would have counseled Andrew against this, but this is something he decided to do, and I'm going to be with Bennett. So Ritter endorsing Bennett for the Senate. Some other Colorado news. Denver Post reports male bass in Colorado rivers and other basins around the nation widely exhibit feminine sex traits. A federal fish study released Monday shows the gender bending was most common in the southeastern United States as well as in western Colorado. The causes aren't clear, scientists said in the report in Aquatic Toxicology. But the question is whether this has to do with environmental issues. Fort Collins, Colorado reports Colorado State Parks Board is going to consider user fee hikes as the board considers a jump in state park user fees at its regular meeting Thursday. Northern Colorado state parks are specifically struggling in the wake of a $3 million budget cut. So you may see a jump in user fees. Denver Business Journal reports that Denver's economic performance ranks 34th among 100 cities, according to a new study by the Brookings Institution. And in our final Colorado news update story, Colorado Independent reports EPA data strengthens the call to safeguard water in Garfield County. David O. Williams reporting from Glenwood Springs. Oil and gas industry watchdog groups in Garfield County want the state to dramatically step up groundwater testing near gas drilling operations in the wake of new evidence that hydraulic fracturing may have contaminated drinking water wells in Wyoming. Two groups are going to meet with the county commissioners in Glenwood Springs today to discuss the recent findings by the EPA. And so the debate over the environmental effects of natural gas and natural gas exploration continues. That is your Colorado news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, we're going to open up the phones. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600 is the number. The Democratic Party in Washington, D.C. has announced its full support of appointed Senator Michael Bennet in the primary against former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. Do you think the Washington Democratic establishment is trying to meddle with the primary? Do you think it should be meddling with the upcoming 2010 primary? Who do you support in that primary, Bennet or Romanoff? And what about the Republican field? What do you know about Jane Norton? Do you think she's going to be a tough candidate, or do you agree with Tom Tancredo, who says that she's not ready for prime time? Where do you think this race is going? Do you think we're going to see a major contested race here, or do you think this is a whole lot of sound and fury about nothing? 303-713-7600. I'll give you my feelings and my thoughts on where this is going after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic still pretty heavy for us. Just getting this Tuesday morning commute started for a lot of folks. New crash northbound I-25 just before you, or actually south of Hamden. Now these stop-and-go delays back past Arapahoe Road. Southbound side also really slow in the normal spots. 136th to 84th stop-and-go there. That's going to take you an extra 10 to 15 minutes. Same deal after 48th Avenue, taking you past Spear Boulevard. Also heavy jam southbound 225 from the spillway down to Greenwood Village and the I-25 interchange. And really, that's our only action is northbound I-25 south of Hamden. But things pretty heavy right now out there around the Denver Metro freeway systems. Your forecast, mostly sunny, mild with highs in the low 80s. Got a small chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. That should happen in the foothills. Right now, our downtown temperature is 59 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice. Save money and the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com. Regular upkeep helps reduce air pollution and saves you money at the pump. Brought to you by Envirotest, AirCare Colorado, Sportique Scooters, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition. Maintenance, the smart thing to do.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on September 18th, 19th, or 20th and get a Pandora bracelet free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. Tell him John sent you.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaryps.com.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most, like special order Anderson windows and patio doors, now 10% off, only at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 23rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
Last night, millions of Americans heard something new. Laughter at 10, 9 central.
Nice to have you all here.
Jay Leno added a full hour of laughter to primetime last night. And if you missed it, well, too bad, because it was great. But no worries, because tonight he's got another new hour. This one with Tom Cruise. Luckily, Jay doesn't have a couch to jump on. The Jay Leno Show, following the two-hour premiere of The Biggest Loser.
We have a terrific show tonight.
Comedy at 10, 9 central. It's about time.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about the upcoming Colorado Senate race. Big news this week. Former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton jumping in on the Republican side. Tom Tancredo, the former Republican congressman, saying she's not ready for prime time. So that primary on the Republican side about to get really contentious. On the Democratic side, Andrew Romanoff jumping into the race tomorrow. Governor Ritter saying that he now backs, in that primary, Michael Bennett, his appointee. Michael Bennett, of course, his big attribute in this race is exactly that, is his money. It's funny, you read all these stories, and the big thing they say about Bennett, how wonderful he is that he's been able to raise a lot of out-of-state money. And the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, which is basically the D.C. racket for corporate special interest money, has now come out and backed Bennett. And the open question is whether you think the D.C. money establishment, the corporate special interests, are trying to effectively buy this Senate race and specifically buy this primary. Or do you think they're simply trying to maintain Democratic unity? A lot of them have come out pretty harshly against Andrew Romanoff running in this primary. One programming note, you know, we've asked Michael Bennett to be on this show in the past. He has refused. He's gone on a number of conservative shows. I'm not a huge fan of Michael Bennett. I think that his vote against the cram down bill, one of the 13 guys to vote against the cram down bill, one of the 13 Democrats to vote against the cram down bill, to crack down on these banking industries. You know, I think that showed exactly where he's coming from on a number of these issues he's taken. He took a bunch of different positions on the public option, and I'm glad there's going to be a primary. I think it's going to be contentious. I think we're on the precipice of a really epic 2010 Senate race here on both sides. I mean, I think Jane Norton is not just going to steamroll through that Republican primary. I think that if people like Tancredo, who are so powerful among the Republican base, are landing themselves in the Denver Post, hammering her, saying she's not ready for prime time, you know, I'm not convinced that she's going to be the nominee. I'm also not convinced that Michael Bennett's going to be able to buy the race. And on the Democratic side, I'm not convinced that Michael Bennett and his big money are going to be able to buy the race either. And I would just like to be clear. We're sending out an invitation to both Bennett and Romanoff to come on this show and debate out the issues. They can come on together. They can come on separately. And I hope to get them on. Seems to me in a Democratic primary, the 760 listenership is exactly where many of the voters are. And we'll take your calls, 303-713-7600. Where do you come down in this primary? Who are you going to be for? Do you think the Washington Democratic Party is trying to buy this election for Michael Bennett? Do you think the Washington Republican establishment is trying to buy the primary for Jane Norton? That was the allegation last week. What do you think about that? And before I forget, I forgot to mention this at 7:20. The winner of the Colorado Great American Beer Festival giveaway that we were supposed to do at 7:20, my bad, is Joe Simmons of Loveland. You've won a 4-pack of tickets to the Great American Beer Festival. Joe Simmons of Loveland. Again, Joe Simmons of Loveland. Call us now at 303-631-2760 to claim your prize. The Great American Beer Festival, of course, is this September 24th to 26th, and it's one of the most popular events in Denver each year, but it's sold out. The only way that listeners can get into the festival right now is by registering online at am760.net, then listen for your name all week, supposedly at 7:20, but maybe, you know, between 7:20 and 7:40 to claim your prize. Again, Joe Simmons, give us a call now, 303-631-2760. And we're talking about right now the upcoming Democratic primary. Chad in Denver, you're on AM 760. Hello, Chad.
Happy anniversary of the stock market crash. I think I spoke with you about a year ago at this time.
Yeah, it is the anniversary of the stock market crash. That's right.
In any case, glad that at least Wall Street seems to believe that things are picking up. But it's funny how Governor Ritter was like, well, yeah, maybe I should have appointed Romanoff. Yeah, buddy, well, you know, you did put out a public inquiry, and I'm going to just place a small wager on that he had a lot more votes for Andrew Romanoff than for Bill Bennett. I don't know. You know, maybe that's just me. But and in terms of Jane Norton, yeah, I mean, she's probably not going to fall flat on her face like a Governor Palin did, or, you know, be your Michelle Bachmann. And, you know, I don't know, she could really probably turn into a Michelle Bachmann, because I've only really seen her speak in a scripted fashion, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I don't think she's well-known. I mean, she's not all that well-known in state. I mean, I know she was lieutenant governor, but lieutenant governors tend to not be hugely public figures. I mean, these are not people who stake out big, controversial public policies. And, you know, I'm just not convinced that she's going to be able to steamroll through this primary. I mean, you've got a crowded primary right now, and you had this backlash where one of the candidates said that he didn't appreciate the Republican Party elders in Washington trying to clear the field. So, you know, I don't think this is going to be that easy a race for Jane Norton. And, of course, the problem is for the Republicans, the problem is that their primaries tend to pull them, their primaries tend to pull them to a place that is not the center of public opinion. I mean, that's the difference between Republican and Democratic primaries, right? Democratic primaries pull candidates to support things like universal health care and to support getting out of the Iraq and Afghanistan war. In other words, it pulls candidates to the center of where the actual general election public is. The Republican primaries tend to pull candidates to the fringe right on radical social issues, and it makes it harder for them, I think, to get elected in a general election. So I think that's a real danger for the Republicans. Chad, thanks for the call. Steve in Denver, you're on AM 760.
Hello. How's it going, Dave?
Good, I'm doing well.
Hey, an endorsement by Ritter, you know, doesn't mean a whole lot to me. I don't think, you know, he's kind of shit himself that I don't really know what side of the fence that guy comes down on. And as far as this Bennett goes, yeah, I think the Washington, D.C. establishment should stop meddling in our business. This guy doesn't have that much political capital, so there's going to be a dogfight. It needs to happen right now before he gets another term in office. And one thing I don't like about him already is this info commercial with him and Udall that they addressing the health care issue.
Yeah, I think it's an insurance industry sponsored ad or a drug company sponsored ad. Yeah, I've been disturbed by those ads as well. I mean, let's be fair. You can't blame Bennett or Udall for the ads. Those ads are trying to pressure Udall and Bennett. But, you know, there was some controversy a couple weeks ago about where Bennett is on health care, and Bennett first sort of making a couple comments about the public option where he didn't seem to be all that willing to take a leadership role on it, and then him stating that his position has never changed. I mean, this is a guy who you want to talk about a question about who's ready for prime time. If the Republicans like Tom Tancredo are saying Jane Norton, a former statewide elected official, lieutenant governor, is not ready for prime time, I mean, I'm wondering where some Democratic leaders are asking the same question of Michael Bennett. I mean, here's a guy who has taken a couple different positions on a couple major issues, never run for statewide office, certainly not hasn't run for a major, major, the highest profile, top of the ticket statewide office, U.S. Senate. Right. And very few people up until recently have even raised the question, is this guy ready for prime time?
I just want to make one comment. You know, Ritter, I don't know where his judgment was in picking this guy in the first place. And I think Colorado people are getting tired of somebody putting their face out there that they're on this side of the fence, and then once they get in office, all of a sudden it looks like they're on the other side of the fence.
Well, and I think, and you know what, you bring up a really important point. I think if I had to bet, that's going to be the thrust of Romanoff's campaign, which you've seen some pieces in the Denver Post saying, well, you know, Romanoff and Bennett, not clear how different they are from each other on issues. You know, I will see how different they are on issues. But I think the thematic thrust of Romanoff's campaign is going to be that the problem in Washington is that there are too many people there who take 15 different positions on issues, that there are not enough straight shooters. And I think Michael Bennett largely epitomizes that. And I think Mark Udall has epitomized that. You know, Mark Udall, I'm Mr. Green guy, but all of a sudden I'm supporting, you know, I want to massively develop nuclear energy. Mark Udall's taken a bunch of different positions on the Iraq war. So I think Romanoff, the theme of his campaign, if I had to guess, is going to be, I'm going to be a straight shooter. You're going to agree with me on some issues. You might disagree with me on a few issues, but I'm not going to babble around and blather around with 16 different positions. Steve, thanks for the call. 748 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the big political news in Colorado. The Republican primary field in 2010 gets more contentious today. Lieutenant Governor, former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton announces her candidacy, scrambling the field there that includes Ryan Frazier, an Aurora City Councilman, Ken Buck, the Weld County District Attorney, and a couple of other candidates. Dick Wadd, the Republican Party Chairman Dick Wadhams, got into a little bit of hot water when the National Republican Party tried to clear the field for Lieutenant Governor, former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton. People saying, hey, the National Republicans are trying to buy this primary. Now here on the Democratic side, you got the Democratic Party elders in Washington through the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee saying that they are going to try to clear the field and end a primary, crush a primary, as they back appointed Senator Michael Bennet. Bill Ritter yesterday saying that he is going to endorse appointed Senator Michael Bennet in his primary against Andrew Romanoff. Romanoff going to formally announce his candidacy tomorrow. Do you think the national parties are trying to meddle in our state's business? Do you think that a primary will weaken the Democratic or Republican parties for the general election here in the state? 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. 749, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is pretty heavy out there for us. A crash northbound I-25 near 225 on the right-hand shoulder. These delays go back past Dry Creek, extending almost to County Line Road as you're getting into the tech center coming from Castle Rock. Southbound side of 25, also heavy, 136 to 84th. Very brief relief there. Again, more stop-and-go jams from 58th past Spear Boulevard. Southbound 225 also bunched up there. Parker Road down to the interchange. Also seeing some really slow speeds. Westbound C-470 in Littleton. Bowles Avenue out to 285. Another surface street crash, 20th at I-25. Also some patchy fog in Lyman on I-70. The forecast, mostly sunny, few clouds afternoon. Perhaps an isolated thunderstorm that should only occur in the foothills. Our high in town should be about 83, right now 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Walgreens is making it easy to get a seasonal flu shot every day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. guaranteed. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well. Vaccines subject to availability, state, age, and health condition related restrictions may apply. May be covered by Medicare Part B or your insurance plan. See pharmacy for details.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey.
Look at her over there. She thinks she's so much better than us. Just because she came from Creekside Tree Nursery, she must think we don't notice her smooth, silky leaves. Her flashy fall color. Oh no, she's looking this way. Hey girl, looking good.
A gorgeous, healthy tree or shrub from Creekside Tree Nursery is the talk of the neighborhood. End of summer is the time to plant, and Northeast Boulder is the location. Find directions to Creekside Tree Nursery at creeksideboulder.com.
Talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that, so I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
You need to know when to begin taking Social Security. You need to check your net unrealized appreciation, NUA. There's a tax situation that many people are unaware of where they pay double taxes. Many people listening to me right now are paying double taxes. We put together a book on how to avoid that called Avoiding the Tax Trap in Retirement. It's a great book. If you'd like a free copy of that, it's about 32 pages long. Give us a call today. These are vital things that you really want to get planning as we go into the final quarter of 2009. So call for your free copy, Avoiding the Tax Trap in Retirement. It's a free book from Presidential Brokers. Call now to get your copy.
And again, the number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Reach Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage and get that free copy of that that book, 303-694-1600. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David, thanks.
What do the words quality, durability, and value mean? Well, quality is a characteristic, meaning high grade, superior, excellent. Durability means long-lasting, enduring, resistant to wear. Value, the worth of something. These words apply to both Ralph Schaump Honda and Honda Automobiles. And if you do your homework, you'll find Honda always ranked one of the highest for quality and reliability, always one of the highest ranked in resale value, and you'll find Honda always has excellent finance and lease packages available. Ralph Schaump Honda has been serving Denver for 68 years with a quality of service which has kept our customers coming back over and over again and remains Denver's number one volume selling Honda dealer. So if it's quality, durability, and value you're looking for, I'd say Honda and Ralph Schaump Honda are a marriage made in heaven, always.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
755 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the 2010 Senate race. Former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton jumping into the race on the Republican side. Former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff set to jump into the race tomorrow. The national parties freaking out about both. On the Republican side, the National Party, National Republican Party, trying to clear the field for Jane Norton. On the Democratic side, the National Democratic Party and Governor Bill Ritter publicly backing Michael Bennett in his quest for election. Of course, he hasn't been elected yet. Are the national parties trying to effectively buy these primaries? Are they over-meddling in Colorado politics? Are they trying to prevent us from having a say in our party nominees? Bill in Douglas County. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
Yeah, I have a theory. Andrew Romanoff is extremely popular, and just in general, I've even heard my representative, House Minority Leader Mike Mace, sing his praises or speak in a laudatory tone. That's not to say he's going to endorse him, far from it, but basically singing his praises in public. And the thing in Colorado is the elections are won by the independents. They're one-third of the block here. It's split pretty evenly, Democrat, Republican, Independent, one-third each, pretty evenly. So the Democratic candidate is going to get the Democratic vote. The Republican candidate is going to get the Republican vote. So it's done on the independents. And Romanoff is very popular, and I think independents will flock to him. By the way, I think, and you won't see this because it'll be below the radar, but the Republicans are going to hate that Romanoff might be the candidate. And I think you'll see them behind the scenes telling lobbyists and this and that to back Bennett, to dump money onto Bennett to try to get him on the ballot.
That's interesting. I mean, you're basically positing that the Republicans will want to face Bennett because they will perceive Bennett to be weaker. I think that there's a good case for that. I think, and I haven't even said this before, I think in a general election, the Republicans will caricature Michael Bennett, if he is the nominee, as somebody who doesn't really know Colorado and doesn't have roots here, which is a dangerous, dangerous attack on a campaign. I've been on campaigns. It's the worst kind of attack. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We're going to get into the new story about releasing criminals from Colorado prisons after the national news.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected.
Hi, I'm Chris Johnson, Human Resources Manager, and I can tell you, as a leading tech company, we naturally use the web to find talent. My job is to find the brightest tech candidates. Dice.com has the most qualified and talented candidates out there. Because Dice focuses on technology and engineering, I save a lot of time and trouble sifting through thousands of resumes from sites that aren't relevant to our business. Usually, we're looking for experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers. We found over half our key hires through Dice.
Dice is the number one online technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Post your open technology positions on Dice to access the best tech talent. Or search through thousands of resumes from qualified engineering and tech professionals from all across the country. Visit Dice.com. Dice.com.
Get research at 303-477-CARE for more information about depression research and how you can participate. That's 303-477-CARE. Radiant Research. We can't do it without you.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani, and there's breaking news from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Federal agents say they've arrested a number of American Airlines workers who used the San Juan airport to smuggle drugs onto the U.S. mainland. Alberto Ramos Cordero, CBS Radio affiliate WOSO, as the latest.
At least 11 employees from the airline were escorted from the building while still in uniform. Federal authorities are looking for an additional two members of the group who are still loose on the island.
10 other suspects are in custody. Well, the sound and fury of the health care reform debate appears to be having a negative impact on how people feel about health care.
We noticed that both among the elderly and young adults, confidence was dropping during August.
Brian Quinn with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation says the president's health care reform plan seems to be raising alarms. On Capitol Hill, this may be the day the Senate Finance Committee Chairman, Max Baucus, comes out with his version of health care reform.
The committee's still split over whether states should shoulder a share of higher Medicaid costs incurred if millions more poor people are allowed coverage. Republicans on the committee also object to the fees Senator Baucus wants to impose on health insurance companies and other medical providers. And abortion, whether or when to pay, remains a big sticking point. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
The government is reporting a respectable gain in August retail sales. Industry consultant Bert Flickinger says food, drug, and discount stores are doing well now, but others are still scuffling.
Department stores and specialty stores are still struggling because the consumer is outsmarting those stores and shopping either off price or the consumers are looking for the best values online.
Muntadhar al-Zaidi, the Iraqi journalist jailed for throwing his shoes at then-President Bush, has been released from prison. Al-Zaidi claims he was roughed up while he was behind bars.
He said that he suffered some of the worst forms of torture while being in prison, and he accused Prime Minister Maliki of lying to the people when he said that he was safe and that nobody would harm him.
CBS News translator Khalid Wasif. 2 weeks from now, Ohio will join the growing list of states that use EasyPass to collect highway tolls electronically. George Distel heads the Ohio Turnpike Commission.
For years, we've had some customers requesting it, and the Turnpike Commission, 18 months ago, decided that it was time to convert to electronic tolling.
With Ohio in the fold, the network will extend from New England to Southern Virginia and west to Illinois. Taking a shower to get clean. Good luck.
In about 40% of shower heads that we analyzed, Mycobacterium avium was the prominent organism. In more than 80% of the shower heads that we examined, Mycobacterium was present.
University of Colorado researcher Norman Pace says that Mycobacterium avium bug is a nasty one that can cause a lung infection if it's inhaled. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 15 points. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your instrument panel.
We, the panel, would like to tell you, the driver, about ways to receive special service offers from Ford.
I, the driver, am listening. Go ahead, instrument panel.
Very good. Our colleague, the glove compartment, has a pen if you need to write this down.
No, I'm all set.
I'm told you can get Ford service specials sent directly to your mobile phone.
Oh, really?
You can also sign up to receive great money-saving offers and more by email.
Wow, that's certainly convenient, too.
Just go to genuineservice.com to learn more or sign up.
Genuineservice.com. Okay, got it.
Oh, a speedometer wants you to know that he is glad you are now up to speed on email and text alerts.
I sure am. Boy, text, email, pretty soon I'll have Ford service offers coming out of my ears.
Yes, we're working on that.
Get special service offers, the latest updates, and product information from Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury. Sign up for email or mobile alerts at genuineservice.com. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. They can't stay, but they can't go home. They don't have one. Homelessness is increasing in Denver. Advocates say by as much as 20%, the result of a down economy and falling charitable contributions. And the Post reports a lean state budget means $2.5 million in cuts from the Homeless Coalition's medical and mental health programs. Former Republican Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton will enter the race today to challenge Senator Michael Bennett for his Senate seat next year. Norton is currently executive director of the Denver Police Foundation. Hope you didn't spend too much time in the shower this morning. It could be spraying hot and cold germs.
When you step into the shower, you may think you're being sprayed with water, but according to some CU researchers, you may be getting bombarded by Mycobacterium avium, a bacteria linked to pulmonary disease. They looked at 50 shower heads from homes, apartments, and public places in Denver and 8 other cities. 3 in 10 had high levels of biofilms clinging to the interior of the shower head.
That's Jerry Bell reporting. Sports, Rockies hope to turn it around tonight. The Giants beat them 9-1 last night. Colorado still leads San Francisco in the wild card race by 3.5 games. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where there's just one trouble spot to get in your way as far as the highway drive goes. We've got a crash north of the Tech Center. This is on the northbound side of I-25 before Hamden. It's off to the right shoulder, catching a bunch of looks. You're going to find speeds dipping down into the teens in spots, so that ride's going to cost you about 22 minutes of drive time. Break loose for just a little bit, then it'll bog down again coming up on Alameda. We've got a surface street accident. Parker and Yale, they're cleaning up a mess downtown 20th and I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 82, 83 degrees today. Currently it's sunny, a little bit breezy, and 63 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save with all new super price reductions at King Soopers. You'll find them on products like selected sizes of King Soopers bread, fresh express garden salad, and lots more. Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay!
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
.07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We've been talking about the 2010 Senate primary here. Big news, Jane Norton, the former lieutenant governor, jumping in on the Republican side into that crowded primary. And Andrew Romanoff scheduled to announce his candidacy tomorrow in Pueblo. He is the former House Speaker. On the Democratic side, he will be jumping into a primary against appointed Senator Michael Bennett. And I'm curious what issues you think are going to take center stage. And I ask this question because the headline in the Denver Post today, Colorado DOC early release plan way off. Check this out. Colorado Department of Corrections officials underreported by thousands the number of prisoners, including thieves, drug dealers, and killers, who are eligible for early release under a $19 million budget-cutting plan put forward by Democratic Governor Bill Ritter. A review of the list shows that among the hundreds of violent offenders to be considered for early release are several convicted killers and a man who shot and wounded a police officer, even though state officials and Governor Ritter have promised that the prisoners are not the type who would be eligible for early release. The early release plan, which was announced a couple weeks ago, is part of a plan to shore up a $318 million gap in this year's budget. So the open question is, do you think the early release program is part of positive criminal justice reform? Or do you think it is going to Willie Hortonize the 2010 election? By that I mean, is this move that helps try to balance the budget, is this move going to put law and order issues at the forefront of the 2010 election in a way that will allow the Republicans to demagogue the issue like they did in 1988 with that famous Willie Horton ad? Now, earlier in the broadcast, I mentioned the story off the wire about how there is a drug arrest in the United States every 18 seconds. And the Denver Post story goes on to report that many of the people who are going to get early release were convicted on nonviolent drug offenses. So this is a complicated issue. And I'm curious where everybody comes down on whether you think Governor Ritter is right to move forward with an early release program, knowing the history, the political history of how this issue has been used in campaigns and elections. I'm curious if you support the substance of the policy, an early release program for up to 8,000 prisoners currently jailed will be eligible for early release. Do you think this is the right policy? And do you think, and or do you think, it's going to create political problems for Governor Ritter and for Democrats up and down the ticket? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. And I'm sure, my take is I'm sure the Republicans are going to try to demagogue this issue. I mean, that is what they have done for years and years and years on the law and order issue. And I'm not necessarily sure that's a bad thing. I think we need to be having a conversation in this country and in our state about criminal justice reform. We talk a lot on this show about, specifically about drug policy reform and how much money and resources are wasted trying to enforce draconian marijuana laws, for instance. But now you've got this report in the Denver Post suggesting, again, hundreds of violent offenders will be considered for early release. And that includes, check this out, it includes a man, according to the Post, a man who shot and wounded a police officer. So I'm curious if you think this is a good idea. We know that a national report just came out from the FBI today that shows violent crimes are down. Property crimes right now are up, which is not surprising, at least the latter part. It's a recession. Property crimes tend to go up during a recession. So this is a two-part question here, the politics and the policy. Do you think that the Democratic administration, Bill Ritter's administration, should be moving forward with this kind of budget-inspired criminal justice reform through an early release program? Or do you think it's good politics? I mean, because the politics and the policy of this are going to intersect. If the Republicans start demagoguing this, it's going to change the policy. That's just how politics and policy really work. You know, if the Republicans start seeing an opportunity to Willie Hortonize the 2010 election, you could have a situation where a step towards criminal justice reform could get so smacked down that no politician will touch criminal justice reform in the future. So where do you come down? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. And feel free to weigh in on the upcoming primaries here, the Romanoff-Bennett primary that's going to kick off tomorrow. Andrew Romanoff scheduled to announce his primary in Pueblo tomorrow and at two other events in the state. Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton, the former Republican, announcing her candidacy today. A lot of scuttle about how the national parties are trying to clear the primary field. Do you think these law and order issues are going to play in those primaries? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Anthony in Centennial. Anthony, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing there? I think that this early release, you know, yeah, it has forced the government, forced a lot of states to go into this early release program of non-dangerous offenders. And first of all, I really think it's a fraud in the first place that when you look at the society of the ones, the people who are going to jail, to me, it's just human warehousing. I look at it as this is a way we can make money by incarcerating all of these people from, it seemed like, one side of the city, one side of the area. You got 5 grams of crack cocaine is a mandatory 5-10 years, but you can get caught with 3 kilos of powder cocaine and get the same sentence. How fair is that?
No, it's not. It's not fair. And, we had Mason Tvert on to talk about sentencing issues and punishments for, they have faced a battle, which is just incredible to me. They have faced a battle on an issue that should be as non-controversial as marijuana policy after the city has passed an ordinance, a referendum, saying that marijuana enforcement should be the lowest
and it should.
Priority. I agree with that.
You know what? I tell you what. I've called the police to report thefts, and they told me they didn't have, in so many words, I was blown off. It's just the stories they get. To me, I look at everywhere you go now, you got police everywhere. They're giving out these tickets to make sure they make up for their budget shortfall so they don't lose jobs. But what really bothers me the most about the sentencing program, I used to work at a prison about 12 years ago, and I met some black kids in this prison. This was in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Black kids, guy had second offense, got caught with, I think, a gram of some powder cocaine. They got 30 years and only had to do 50% of the time. On his second offense, I met an old white guy. He was in prison on his 9th offense. Had 6 cases of child molestation, and all he had was 2 years.
Oh,
tell me what kind of system we got that's working for us anyway.
No, and I agree. I agree. You're touching on the broader issue of the racial disparities in sentencing, the racial disparities in punishment, the racial disparities in enforcement. And I agree. That's a problem all unto itself. My hope in all this, when I first heard Governor Ritter's announcement that he was going to use the budget crisis to start talking about criminal justice reform, my hope was that this would be a step in the right direction. And I think it can be a step in the right direction. What I'm concerned about is that it's coming in an election year, and the Republicans have been very good at demagoguing this issue over many, many years. You see the Tea Party protesters eager, and Fox News, for instance, eager to put criminal African-American faces, right? You saw this Acorn thing. Right, with this Acorn video that's out there, so eager to put any African Americans on the television screen who they can portray as criminals, to again whip up this issue, this law and order issue, in a kind of Willie Hortonized way. And so I'm concerned that not about the policy as much as I am that the policy of an early release program of criminal justice reform coming in a superheated election year could end up getting so demagogued by the right wing. Remember, Scott McGinnis, the candidate running against Bill Ritter, one of the candidates running against Bill Ritter, used to be a police officer. So I have no doubt that the Republicans are going to try to demagogue this issue. And then you ask the question, well, if they demagogue it successfully, it could smack down the entire idea of criminal justice reform, make no politician ever want to touch it again. Hey, thanks for the call. David in Colorado Springs. David, you're on AM 760.
Hello. Yeah, I was just listening in there, and that last fella, he's got some pretty valid points, especially about the race thing, and I realize that that's not what you were talking about. But I was, personally, myself, I've been in jail one time, and everybody in there, except for me, just for a weekend, was in there for drug charges, every one of them, except for me.
What did you do?
I think I believe I stuck a brick through a windshield on a cop car.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. And so you're saying everybody that you met in there was there on a drug charge. Now, I should ask, are we talking drug possession? Are we talking drug dealing? What are we talking about?
Both methamphetamine and actually DUI charges also. I should have put that in there, too.
So basically, everybody you met in when you were in jail was in some way involved in the use of narcotics. I mean, DUI is a use of a drug. So basically the use of a drug.
Yeah, every one of them.
And what does that lead you? I mean, I'm curious what you concluded from that. I mean,
well, it makes you just realize that the system's set up for that. The priorities are that. Everything, you know, DUI things. Look at all the resources that are put towards DUIs and things like that. They're really not going after real criminals. We have basically a hierarchy in our country where, you know, the media, everything is set on that. All the focus is on those problems where we have rich, basically, and I'm a white guy, but we have rich white people that are ruining our country.
Who get off scot-free.
And the priority is,
yeah,
they got everybody focused on the other thing. Now, as far as Ritter releasing these people, he needs to just do what's best for the state and not worry about the political fallout from it, because most likely he's not going to win a re-election anyhow, and he should just worry about what's doing what's best for the state.
Well, you make a couple of really interesting points, and I just want to address them real quick here. I mean, the first issue is, you know, I wonder what you think about deterrence, right? I mean, the argument for putting people in jail for DUI.
Deterrence is just a farce.
I think for a lot of crimes, you're right, but hear me out here. And I go back and forth on this a little bit. Like, for something like DUI, if people know they can go to jail for DUI, theoretically, you know, that can make somebody think twice about, hey, you know, I'm really not going to get in the car wasted, you know?
Yeah, they can think that, you know, going into a bar, but their mind changes once they leave.
Yeah, and I think that's where I go back to that a lot on the issue of deterrence. That so many crimes are happen in the moment, they're not calculated. If a crime isn't calculated, then deterrence works less as a factor, if you know what I mean. In other words, if you're not planning to do a crime, then the whole concept of deterrence plays less of a factor, because you're not, by definition, if you haven't planned it, you haven't thought about it until the moment, and deterrence is just less of a factor. So I completely agree with you, and I also agree that Ritter needs to do what's right for the state. The question, though, is this. The question is, if he does what's right for the state on the issue of criminal justice reform through this early release program, then loses re-election because Republicans demagogue the issue, will it make no other politician in the state, will it send a message to every other politician in the state, never touch the criminal justice issue again? That's what I'm worried about. Hey, man, thanks for the call. 821 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about the big story in the Denver Post, Governor Ritter's early release program coming from his budget-cutting plans. It may release some violent offenders. Where do you come down on the early release program? And do you think this early release program coming in an election year could give the Republicans a huge issue to demagogue? And if that happens, could it make the entire effort towards criminal justice reform radioactive, politically radioactive in the future? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. It's a controversial issue. We got a couple open lines. But first, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, a couple mid-morning crashes. One northbound I-25 around 225. It's on the right-hand shoulder. These delays coming into the tech center begin around County Line Road and going to break loose after Hamden. More jams as you get closer to downtown there after Downing Street. Southbound side, heavy in Thornton and Northland, 120th, now down to 84th, and a new crash on the southbound side of 25 just before you get to 58th Avenue. So the jams coming into downtown pretty heavy for us right now. Stop and go conditions, southbound 2 1/4. Parker Road to I-25, same deal, westbound C-470, beginning at Bowles, going to break loose again near Hamden. Also got some heavy jams coming eastbound on 6th Avenue after Sheridan, westbound on the Turnpike, Table Mesa to Baseline in Boulder. Your forecast, mostly sunny, mild, look for a high around 83 degrees today, a lot like yesterday. Have a small chance for an afternoon thunderstorm, mostly in the foothills. Right now we're at 64 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET. 800-700-DIET. Diet or gogetthin.com.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day but only paid for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistants a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
Last night, millions of Americans heard something new. Laughter at 10-9 Central.
Nice to have you all here!
Jay Leno added a full hour of laughter to primetime last night. And if you missed it, well, too bad, because it was great. But no worries, because tonight he's got another new hour. This one with Tom Cruise. Luckily, Jay doesn't have a couch to jump on. The Jay Leno Show, following the two-hour premiere of The Biggest Loser.
We have a terrific show tonight!
Comedy at 10-9 Central. It's about time.
Call for your no-risk tax review, 866-796-9943, 866-796-9943. The tax helpline is not a government agency.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, we're talking about a controversial issue, criminal justice reform and the politics of criminal justice reform. Governor Ritter a couple weeks ago announced an early release program as part of his overall budget cutting measures to deal with the state budget deficit, a plan to save $19 million by letting out various folks who are in jail early. And now the story today in the Denver Post is that among those who may be released are some violent offenders. The Denver Post essentially reporting that the Department of Corrections had undercounted the number of people who might be eligible for early release in Governor Ritter's program. And so the question is, where do you come down on criminal justice reform? In light of this report, and I'm just reading from it, a review of the list shows that among the hundreds of violent offenders to be considered for early release are several convicted killers and a man who shot and wounded a police officer. Now, when this announcement first came out about the early release program, I was strongly supportive of it. You know, I think if a budget crisis forces the governor to deal with the very important issue of criminal justice reform, that is a really good thing. The governor, of course, was not a positive factor in the systemic criminal justice reform bill that many Democrats in the legislature had pushed forward in the last session of the legislature. A couple months later, the budget crisis forced his hand, and now he's pushing forward piecemeal with some criminal justice reform. But the news story today is that it may go farther than folks originally thought. Where do you come down on this? Do you think you still think it's a good idea? Learning that, again, among the list of folks who may be eligible for early release are hundreds of violent offenders, including several convicted killers. Does that change your opinion of this? And the politics of criminal justice reform, you know, this comes in an election year. Are you concerned that if Ritter mismanages this, or if the Republicans demagogue this issue through a Willie Horton-style campaign, that it will make every other Colorado politician in the future afraid to even touch criminal justice reform? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Leon in Denver. You're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. You know, I was on the Jay Marvin show several months ago, and we were talking about, because I'm a violent offender, and I was convicted murder 13 years ago. And I happened to get the opportunity to talk to one of the committee meetings for the governor, of the governor's, on sentencing reform. And one of the things that I stressed to them was, you know, it's not about just releasing people. And one of the things I told them is that if you put an animal in a cage and you do nothing with it, once you release it, it's going to still be wild. And in this state, we've gotten away from rehabilitating people.
By that you mean wild, meaning what?
Meaning that if you sentence me to 10 years in prison, and I am just one of those people out there, and I just live a wild life, I don't care nothing about the community. I rob, steal, cheat, kill, destroy. And I go into a system, and I'm caged up with a lot of other people with the same attitude and the same demeanor, and there's no room for any type of rehabilitation. Guess what? When I get out, I'm going to start doing the same things over and over again. And so somewhere along the way, there needs to be some form of a rehabilitation. You don't just open up doors, the floodgates, and let people go. You find some type of a rehabilitation for them. And the people that are have alcohol issues, they've got a lot of drug and alcohol programs for people. And there needs to be some sort of a rehabilitation for them before they are released.
So if I hear you, your problem with what's going on, if you have a problem with what's going on, is that it's early release without investment in rehabilitation.
Correct. Correct. Because I do believe that people do deserve another chance at life until they prove they don't deserve that chance again. But, you know, a lot of people in the criminal justice system, and I was there. I was there for several years. And there are issues. Let me give you just one quick example because I don't want to keep up all your time. There are a lot of men in the system that have been sexually abused. We don't even address that in prison. That's not even a male issue in prison. They deal with that in female prisons, but they don't deal with it in male prisons. And so, there, you know, because we look at the effect of something that someone does, but we don't know what caused it. We don't look at why they're doing what they do.
Well, and you know, the short-term argument is that, well, it costs money to invest in rehabilitation. Of course, the long-term argument is, well, if you don't invest in that money, then you have recidivism, which costs the state, obviously, not just more in resources, but, it, you know, it increases crime and it creates, you know, we want to prevent recidivism. And I think, you know, you make a really, really important point, which is that maybe the real problem goes back to the fact that Governor Ritter didn't support systemic criminal justice reform, a really holistic criminal justice reform that was moving through the state legislature. And now he's only supporting one piece of it, because the budget forced his hand, and that the problem is that you can't really do a reform like criminal justice reform piecemeal. You've got to look at it systemically. You've got to look at sentencing. You've got to look at furloughing. You've got to look at anti-recidivism measures, right? Rehabilitation, as you say. And that if you take any one of those individually but don't deal with the other pieces of it, you potentially create a reform that can cause more problems, not just political problems, but policy problems. Hey, Leon, thanks for the call, man. Brett in Fort Collins. Brett, you're on AM 760.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hey, your previous caller just hit it pretty much right on the head. And part of the reason there is no rehabilitation is because we've privatized all our prisons and there's no incentive for rehabilitation. I mean, they make more money. They make federal dollars for the more prisoners that they have in their population.
And that's what a lot of people call the prison industrial complex.
Yeah.
The idea that private corporations make more money the more people who are sentenced to prison. I mean, some of the biggest proponents of the toughest sentencing laws and the biggest opponents of early release programs and furlough programs are the private prison corporations. And these are some of the most powerful special interests, moneyed special interests in politics. And that is big reasons why we have such a draconian criminal justice system. You're absolutely right. The political incentives for getting a working criminal justice policy they don't exist. The incentives are to create a criminal justice system that is as draconian and as expensive, because that's what we're talking about here, at least in terms of the budget crisis, expensive as it is.
Yeah, it's definitely more expensive to us to incarcerate individuals than it is to allow them in-home detention or to allow them out because they are part of, a class that is helping them deal with whatever issues got them into prison in the first place.
Yeah, the question is, how do you change that incentive, right? I mean, how do you change that incentive system? This is why I've said that the budget crisis, this is my hope, is that the state budget crisis creates that incentive. Now, I'm not happy that we have a state budget crisis, but I am hopeful that the budget crisis, will force us to make some decent changes. And now you see, though, the political perils of taking on criminal justice reform in a piecemeal kind of way. The governor did not support systemic criminal justice reform in the last legislature. The budget crisis subsequently forced his hand on the early release program. Now you have this big story in the Denver Post saying the early release program might release hundreds of offenders. And so the question is whether the politics of this situation, after the policy mismanagement by the Ritter administration, is going to make it harder or easier to get criminal justice reform. Thanks for the call, Brett. 835 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our number, 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We're talking about criminal justice reform. The big story in the Denver Post, Governor Bill Ritter's early release program may release hundreds of violent offenders. Where do you come down on that? Do you support the early release program? Do you think it's part of positive criminal justice reform? And what about the politics? This is happening in an election year. Do you think this is going to give an issue to the Republicans and that they're going to demagogue it, and that if they demagogue it in a Willie Horton kind of way, is it going to make it even more difficult to get the kind of systemic criminal justice reform that we need? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Man, you want to avoid southbound I-25 from basically North Glen all the way to downtown Denver. Got a crash north of 58th Avenue. Again, that's on the southbound side, creating backups past 120th. That's a pretty long stretch for you. Also heavy there from 58th past Spear Boulevard. More jams around the downtown area, 17th Ave down to 6th Avenue. Northbounders going to hit some jams there from Washington Street up to 6th Ave. Our heaviest spot, though, right now, southbound 225 Parker Road to 25. Got a rollover crash just coming in. It's at Iliff and Mead. Mead just about a block or two west of Lowell. Also got a new crash at Parker and Yale in Aurora. Your forecast, mostly sunny, a few clouds developing afternoon. Perhaps an isolated thunderstorm in the foothills, but our high in town should be about 83 degrees, just like yesterday. Right now, it's 64 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
The Pinnacle at City Park South just got better.
a lot better. Specially reduced prices and below market interest rates now make owning even more affordable than rent. Get the whole story at denversbestforless.com.
AM 7.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Orville Redenbacher popcorn and Gatorade cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
"Let's go, life! Let's go!"
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center is working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on September 18th, 19th, or 20th and get a Pandora bracelet free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
For words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most, like special order Anderson windows and patio doors, now 10% off, only at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 23rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Let this be a lesson to you, girl. Don't come around where you know you don't belong. They're riding on the avenue coming.
841 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about criminal justice reform here in Colorado. The big Denver Post story today says that Governor Ritter's early release program that he proposed a couple weeks ago may let out a number of violent offenders. Do you think this new report is going to further politicize the issue of criminal justice reform now that it's coming in an election season? Do you think the Republicans are going to demagogue the issue? Where do you come down on an early release program in light of this new story that some violent offenders may be up for early release? Now, to know about the politicizing law and order issues, you've got to remember the history here. I mean, there's a long history of the right politicizing criminal justice issues. Anybody remember this?
Bush and Dukakis on crime. Bush supports the death penalty for first-degree murderers. Dukakis not only opposes the death penalty, he allowed first-degree murderers to have weekend passes from prison. One was Willie Horton, who murdered a boy in a robbery, stabbing him 19 times. Despite a life sentence, Horton received 10 weekend passes from prison. Horton fled, kidnapped a young couple, stabbing the man and repeatedly raping his girlfriend. Weekend prison passes. Dukakis on crime.
So that's the most famous example of the politicization of criminal justice issues. Is that what we're going to see in Colorado now with Governor Ritter's proposal for an early release program? And if so, if that happens and Governor Ritter ends up losing re-election, is that going to make criminal justice reform a really important effort, I think? I'm a big supporter of criminal justice reform. But if he loses, with Republicans demagoguing the law and order issue, specifically demagoguing against his early release program, is that going to make criminal justice reform even harder in the out years? 303-713-7600. Let's go to, back to the phones, we'll go to Christine in Arvada. Christine, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going, David? I don't know a whole lot about the issue itself, I'll be honest, but I want to address the political issue, because I think one of the biggest frustrations we're having, or I know I'm having with Democrats, is not wanting to move and feeling frozen because of the politics. The fact is, if it's the right thing to do, we need to do it. And if we're letting the Republicans conquer us by this demagoguery, then we have to fix our politics. We have to be better at the game.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And that's why I've tried to make the point that why this is such a disappointment, this should highlight the idea that it was such a disappointment that Governor Ritter didn't get out in front of this issue in a more cogent and a more a better planned kind of way. Specifically, there was that bill, and we talked about it on this show, there was that bill in the legislature to systemically overhaul our criminal justice system. It was sponsored in part by Morgan Carroll in the legislature, and the governor dithered around the issue, didn't want to get out in front of it, basically said he supports some of the ideas in there, but didn't want to get involved, and basically took a pass on it.
Well,
and then the budget crisis forced his hand, and so I think at the very least, we can probably agree that the way to not get intimidated by the politics, by the demagoguery of the Republicans, is to manage the policy in a more systemic and in a better planned kind of way. Get out ahead of the issue by supporting a really serious overhaul as opposed to one little piece of it when your hand is forced.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that, we can keep feeding them rope. They will hang themselves if we react appropriately rather than reacting defensively. To a certain degree, I think, once again, the broader issue, Harry Reid should make them filibuster every time they threaten. Let the Republicans try to demagogue this guy, but know what we're saying. We have to know, doing the right thing. If we have legislation that truly, truly does the right thing, then they're, pardon the expression, pissing in the wind.
Yeah, I you're right. But the problem, again, the problem with the criminal justice issue is that out of any issue out there, it is really, really viscerally easy to demagogue. And this is, I'm not trying to be a worry wart here. Because, again, I think criminal justice reform is really important. It's so easy to demagogue that if this isn't done right, if maybe it's not being done right. That's what I'm floating out there. Maybe it's not being done right.
The thing, though, it's like waiting to have kids until you're ready for it. Guess what? You're never going to be ready. It's never going to be the perfect legislation. You're never going to not have the Republicans demagoguing this, And so do you just keep your hands tied? At what point do you say, no, we have to push this, we have to pass this?
Yeah, no, look, you're making a really good point. You're making a compelling argument. It's hard for me to disagree. It really is hard for me to disagree. I just I don't want to see what comes out of this, because here's the thing. If the early release program, if it survives, if Governor Ritter gets reelected, if he loses reelection, that's only one piece of criminal justice reform. What I would hate to see is a situation where one piece of criminal justice reform gets so badly slandered that it imperils the other parts of criminal justice reform that are also so absolutely necessary. But you make a good point. At some point, reality forces the hand of politicians, whether the politics of the issue is good or bad. And if we can get one piecemeal reform through, maybe that's good enough in the short term, considering we can't seem to get almost anything through either our legislature or our Congress right now. Hey, thanks for the call. 848 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. John, Lester, and Terry will get to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is starting to shape up for us a little bit on the freeway systems in Denver and Boulder. The only stop-and-go spot, southbound 225 after Parker Road, taking you down to the interchange. On I-25, southbound jams, 58th past Spear. Also had a little crash there around 58th, but things not so bad coming out of Thornton and North Glen now. Northbounders tapping the brakes there at Washington Street. Also heavy down in the tech center from County Line up to Hamden due to an earlier crash. Eastbound C-470, still a little sluggish there in Littleton and Highlands Ranch from Santa Fe up to Quebec. And our lone crash right now, a rollover at Iliff and Meade. Again, Meade just about a block or two west of Lowell. Your forecast today, mostly sunny and mild, highs in the low 80s. Got a small chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. That should occur in the foothills. Right now, our downtown temperature is 66 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance has covered a lot of cars and drivers since 1946. See how you can sit back and enjoy the ride by calling 1-800-SHELTER or find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
What do you think when you think BMW?
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury product in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory subsidized leasing on every Lincoln or low rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
Talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Last night, millions of Americans heard something new. Laughter at 10, 9 Central.
It's nice to have you all here!
Jay Leno added a full hour of laughter to primetime last night. And if you missed it, well, too bad, because it was great. But no worries, because tonight he's got another new hour. This one with Tom Cruise. Luckily, Jay doesn't have a couch to jump on. The Jay Leno Show, following the two-hour premiere of The Biggest Loser.
We have a terrific show tonight!
Comedy at 10, 9 Central.
It's about time.
Many committed other crimes like kidnapping and rape, and many are still at large. Now Michael Dukakis says he wants to do for America what he's done for Massachusetts. America can't afford that risk.
So is that what we're going to see here in Colorado in the election now that Governor Ritter is pushing forward a early release furlough program? And as I said, I was supportive of this, and I remain supportive of the concept. The Denver Post story today is going to only add grist to the mill for the Republicans, who are almost definitely going to try to demagogue the issue. The Denver Post this morning reporting that Governor Ritter's early release program may make hundreds of violent offenders eligible for the early release program. That was previously unreported. Do you think this is going to imperil criminal justice reform overall? 303-713-7600. We're going to go to back to the phones. We'll go to Terry in Denver. Terry, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave.
Hey there.
For one, the Denver Post is not reporting the whole story about the early release. Number one, all the early release people that offenders that are recommended are within 3 or 4 months of their mandatory release.
That's right. That's so, as I understand it, these are folks who are going to be released anyway. That's correct.
Yeah, and it's fairly relative. Most of these guys, I assume, 15, 16 years, they're getting released 2 months early, and they're going to be released anyways. And how is that a big safety concern for the public? It's not. It's a shell game for the Department of Corrections and the Parole Board.
Yeah, and I heard somebody say, I heard two interesting points. Somebody I had heard, I can't remember, I think I was listening to local news, and somebody said, look, if you believe that people are going to get out and commit crimes, if that's your belief system, that's what's going to happen, then all the early release program will do is have those crimes happen a little bit earlier as opposed to happening a little bit later. So in a sense, it's just if that's the belief system you subscribe to, it's really just a chronological issue. But look, you and I know that the Republicans will use this to make television ads like the ones I just played. I mean, you can't deny that.
Well, Republicans are going to try to use it, but it's going to be a hard fight against Ritter. Ritter's a former prosecutor, and he wasn't no nice guy against crime.
No, that's a good point.
He has a good record of him fighting crime, and I think Ritter's just being practical. At the same time, it's a shell game. He's not really doing any reform. He's not really releasing any dangerous criminals that's not going to already be getting out, whether he releases them or not. So they're going to have a hard fight, a hard argument with making that against Ritter.
Hey, man, you're making a good point. And it's the old Nixon goes to China argument, right? That Ritter, as a former prosecutor, can speak from just like Nixon as an anti-communist could speak. People took him more credibly on the issue of China. Ritter can speak a little bit more credibly on criminal justice issues because he is a prosecutor. Terry, good point. Thanks for the call. We'll go to Lester in Denver. Lester, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, how are you?
Good.
Listen, here's the problem. I think one of the major problems fueling this whole thing is a 24-hour news cycle. Because to fill in news, you have to find something. And crime always seems to make it to the news because it's juicy. People like it. In response to that, then the politicians who don't have a big backbone have knee-jerk reactions. And in Colorado for the last 20 years, the solution to every bicycle theft has been, let's throw them in prison. Well, now it's coming back to haunt us because the prisons are full. We're spending so many millions and millions and millions of dollars in prison that we have to do something. Now, as far as the reform issue, the problem was that Ritter, Governor Ritter, it's not that he dither with it. It's that he was opposed to it. He was completely against it, and that's why it didn't go anywhere. And now, he has a problem because he has to let people out. There's only one way to do it, and I'm for it, and the reality of it is that the people that are being let out, they're being let out 2, 3, 4 months early, so it's not a big deal. But Are the Republicans going to demagogue this? You betcha.
Yeah, you make a really good point. A lot of this is so media-driven, and that's what the Republicans are going to be banking on, that it'll be media-driven and sensationalistic, and that we won't be able to have a real debate on it. And, you know, that's the risk, but a caller a couple minutes ago made the point, you know, if the Times mandates something that's good, forget about the politics, let's do something that's good. Thanks for the call. All right, John in Denver. John, you got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the last time I remember that they had an early release program, a lot of sexual offenders got released, and the records got wiped clean, and they weren't put in the sexual offender database. And so, like, I'm just concerned about how well the legislation is going to be put together if it's just ran through.
Well, and you make a look, you're going back to the idea that it's to be a systemic reform and not a piecemeal reform, and that perhaps the big problem here was that Ritter didn't support systemic reform when it was in the legislature, and now he's only pushing piecemeal. That's part of the problem. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. After the break, we're going to talk to Media Matters, get an update. Glenn Beck losing 50% of his sponsors. Stick around.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we welcome the...
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
9943. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. The tax helpline is not a government agency.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Federal drug authorities say they have cracked a ring operating out of the largest airport in Puerto Rico. Waldo Santiago of the Drug Enforcement Administration says nearly 24 people have been arrested, including 8 who work for American Airlines.
We executed 23 arrest warrants issued by a federal grand jury. The investigation targeted a drug trafficking organization with transport drugs, specifically cocaine, in multi-kilogram amounts from Puerto Rico to the United States.
And Santiago says the operation had been in business for 10 years. Retail sales took off last month. The Commerce Department says they jumped 2.7%. That's the best performance in more than 3 years. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says it's a clear sign that Americans are ready to spend again.
It's very positive in that we've gone from a year of negative monthly sales, by and large, to have a positive month is a big plus.
Consumer spending is fully 70% of the country's economic activity. A bipartisan group of senators goes back to work today trying to hammer out a compromise health care reform bill. While they appear to be closer to a piece of legislation, there are still stumbling blocks over medical industry fees and a provision to pass extra Medicare costs onto the states. A Robert Wood Johnson Foundation poll in the meantime indicates that Americans aren't as confident about health care as they were several months ago. The foundation's Brian Quinn says the sharpest fall off was among younger people and the elderly.
I do think the numbers suggest that Americans are confused about reform and what it's going to mean for them. However, there's no indication in the data that they're opposed to reform.
Well, the war in Afghanistan, will the U.S. have to commit more troops to win it? Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has told the Senate Armed Services Committee this morning the answer is almost certainly yes.
A properly resourced counterinsurgency probably means more forces.
Mullen did not specify how many more troops the U.S. and NATO commanders will ask for. After 9 months behind bars for heaving his shoes at former President George W. Bush, an Iraqi journalist is free. Relatives of Muntada al-Zaidi welcoming him home following his release. At a news conference, he claimed he'd been tortured while in custody. Khalid Wasif is a CBS News interpreter.
He mentioned something about being submerged in cold water at dawn, the night he was arrested. There was talk about being whipped with electric cords and being electrocuted as well.
Al-Zaidi also says he believes he will be targeted for assassination by U.S. and affiliated intelligence agencies. Didn't air President Obama's back-to-school message during class time last week, and now the Arlington Independent School District in North Texas has canceled a field trip to see former President George W. Bush. Spokeswoman Veronica Sofer.
The superintendent felt like this was the best decision for us to make based on where we were and the needs of our students, and his ultimate goal has always been instruction.
This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado prison officials now say about 6,400 inmates could be released early to help save money, not 3,400 as they originally reported. The Denver Post reports internal state documents show the 3,400 figure was just for the first year of the two-year program. Former Republican Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton will enter the race today to challenge Michael Bennett for his Senate seat next year. Norton is currently executive director of the Denver Police Foundation. Colorado Democrat Jared Polis is joining 75 other House members, introducing a bill today that would repeal the federal ban on recognizing gay marriages. Backers concede there's little chance the bill will succeed this year. Polis last year became the first openly gay man elected to Congress as a non-incumbent. Finally, hope you didn't spend too much time in the shower this morning. It could be spraying hot and cold germs.
When you step into the shower, you may think you're being sprayed with water, but according to some CU researchers, you may be getting bombarded by Mycobacterium avium, a bacteria linked to pulmonary disease. They looked at 50 shower heads from homes, apartments, and public places in Denver and eight other cities. 3 in 10 had high levels of biofilms clinging to the interior of the shower head.
That's Jerry Bell reporting. Sports, Rockies and Giants tonight in San Francisco. Colorado leads the Giants by 3.5 games in the wild card race. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where there's just one trouble spot to get in your way. Sounds like a car and a semi mixed it up. This is southbound I-25, right around 38th. They're off to the shoulder, but catching some looks. We're also seeing those heavy pockets on 36 as you're heading towards Boulder on 36. This is right around Wadsworth. Now, on the flip side, where speeds are picking up pretty much back to normal, in fact, are on 225 as well as on C-470. This is traveling either direction between Santa Fe and I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. It's going to be a partly cloudy day with a high of about 82. Cool in the overnight, low dropping down to 52. Currently we're at 66 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Colorado Tourism Office. Plan your fall getaway today with deals on food, lodging, and attractions at Hot Deals Colorado.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only a piano. Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
news for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Kacey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who is best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Just when you thought it was safe to return to reality TV, Susan Boyle is back. But this time, she's conquering online sales charts. Her debut album, I Dreamed a Dream, is number one on Amazon.com, despite the fact that it won't be released until November. As fans rush to pre-order their copy, Boyle climbed to the top of the charts, beating competition from Whitney Houston and the Beatles.
Next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Breaking from Real Housewives, Top Chef, American Idol, and John and Kate for a moment, we take time out to tip our hats to the folks at Animal Planet, who just scored the most watched episode ever of their groundbreaking Whale Wars reality show. The season 2 finale audience peaked at around 1.3 million viewers, and the show has been named the second best performing season in the history of the network.
With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
Duracell has come to the rescue of power-hungry portable devices with their new line of instant chargers. If your gadget can be recharged via USB, it can be recharged on the go with these rechargeable pocket chargers. The best bit is the price. They only cost around $20 for the instant charger and $50 for the powerhouse model. Both provide more talk time, camera life, or ebook reading at a moment's notice.
The fire department put the actual crowds at a modest 70,000, meaning estimates from Rush Limbaugh and others were more than 30 times the actual size, or roughly 1.93 million more people than actually showed up. For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
So, you know, it's not news that the conservative commentators lie about, well, about everything. And it's not news that they are seeking to portray what was a pretty unsuccessful rally as a super success. Now, I say it's an unsuccessful rally because when anti-war protesters turned out in the hundreds of thousands without any pre-promotional media or very little pre-promotional media, that was largely billed as a failure. The Tea Party protests had a huge amount of pre-promotional media and turned out only 70,000 people. Carl Frisch of Media Matters, what do conservatives hope to get out of continuing to promote this fantasy that this is some sort of, that the Tea Party stuff represents some sort of huge grassroots national movement? Now, 70,000 people is not nothing, but it's not nearly as big, you know, you kept hearing on CNN, oh, this is massive. Is this sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy that the conservatives hope that if they pretend that this is a giant national, massive, civil rights era style movement, that it will then become that?
I think it's the last dying, you know, gasp of a shrinking populace. It's obviously not going to go anywhere, you know, for a while, but what have we heard about the conservative movement, conservatives in the Republican Party? That every demographic that they have membership in is slowly shrinking and becoming smaller and smaller, while for the progressives, the numbers have the potential of getting larger and larger, i.e., conservatives are made up of mostly old white men. You go to the rally, it's pretty much what you'd expect. It's older, middle-aged white men, and yeah, women too, but you know, almost completely monolithic. So I think part of it is they have learned over the course of 40 years, if they continue to say something, people will think it's true. So part of it is, you know, reinforcing the lie until people take it as truth. The other part of it, I think, is just delusion. You know, if you've read the signs, if you listen to the radio shows, if you watch Fox News, I think much of it is based on a sense of outright delusion about what's happening in this country.
You think that the conservative leaders are actually in their own mind deluded? Like they actually
some of them
believe
are.
It?
I think some people know within the conservative movement that they can take advantage of these people because they will believe anything that comes, you know, down from Rush Limbaugh, et cetera, as the gospel, and any fact to the contrary is just liberally biased. That's something that's been ingrained in the conservative movement for going back 40 years, and it doesn't take much to see that it's paid off. You walk around the teabag festival, or the death march, as I've been calling it, this weekend, and you saw sign after sign praising Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly for being the only people who tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously there's no shortage of videos showing how uninformed many of the protesters were, and I'd hate to say that those videos speak for everybody at the protest, but certainly when you watch the delusion of prominent conservative bloggers or internet writers discussing this march, you begin to think that the delusion doesn't just come down river, that it goes up river as well.
We're talking to Carl Frisch of Media Matters. You can find their work at www.mediamatters.org. And let's talk about the issue of race and demagoguery. Now, it seems to me that there is not totally, but certainly a racial component to the Tea Party protest. I draw that conclusion through simple logical deduction that these people are complaining about supposed transgressions, and a lot of them are, I shouldn't say supposed, they are real transgressions,
right,
that very clearly George W. Bush was much more a problem on than Barack Obama. So these people, you heard a lot about, oh, Obama's going to trample the Constitution. Now, I've asked, you know, where were these people when George Bush trampled the Constitution with suspending habeas corpus and the Patriot Act and
David, those are unimportant parts of the Constitution.
Right, of course. And I've asked the same question, you know, where were they when George Bush passed the deficit-expanding tax cuts, passed deficit...
When you say Constitution, do you mean the actual document?
Yeah, I mean the actual U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, I'm not sure they know what's in that other than the right to bear arms.
Right,
and
right.
And the word religion.
Right, right. So
not with the words around it.
So my question is, my deduction is that if they weren't there protesting George Bush, then that should, and they are protesting these issues, you know, spending, constitutional issues, and they are there now, it suggests that something different is at work, that it's not, that actually what they're saying that they're protesting is not the prime motive in their protests.
I think you're exactly right, and I think it goes back pretty far. I mean, look at the most recent example other than the Tea Parties, which was Obama's horrible indoctrination speech to our school children in this country. I said it at the time that, you know, lest we forget that this country has a long history of parents being uncomfortable with black people being in their schools. Because fundamentally, if you go back to the beginning of the onslaught against Obama, back into the general election, all of the attacks on him have been used to paint him as something else, whether it's not quite American, whether it's not quite Christian, whether it's not like us, and then every other kind of ist and ism you could possibly throw at a person. All of these attacks from he was born in Kenya to he's the Antichrist to he doesn't have a birth certificate to, you know, he's a closet Muslim.
He was educated in a madrasa.
He was educated in a madrasa and on and on. That he's a Marxist, socialist, communist, fascist, Leninist, McCarthyist. All of that is designed to paint him as not like you or I. He's just a little different. And I can't put my finger on it, nor would I ever say so publicly, but it's the new way of pointing out to people that he's black.
Yeah, and you know, John McCain's ad, I remember when I saw it, it all clicked for me. Not that I didn't see it before, but it all really clicked.
The tagline itself.
Yes, John McCain, an American president. Right,
no, it was the American president.
Yes.
Americans have been waiting for.
Yes, exactly. The American.
I mean, it just sounds stupid.
The American president, right?
Exactly.
I mean, like, it's like not the president Americans have been waiting for, but the American president. And now look, let's.
In fairness to John McCain, he was obviously saying that past presidents had not been sufficiently American.
Right, right.
It was not a swipe at Obama. He was being mavericky.
Well. Let me just play devil's advocate here. We're on the line with Carl Frisch of Media Matters, www.mediamatters.org. They would say, the conservatives say, hey, you know, we're not mentioning race. You haven't heard us say, you know, anything about him being an African American. I mean, that's the standard rejoinder here, is that when progressives say you're trying to paint him as other, you're trying to tap into the old 80s, conservative backlash, white backlash against the civil rights movement, the conservative rejoinder is, now you're the one, you, the progressives, are the one injecting race, not us.
Well, that's funny. That may be true in terms of what words are used in public. You know, in the South, you'd call it mixed company.
right.
But all you have to do to find out what they're saying behind closed doors is take a little trip on the Internet. You go to any one of the major right-wing blogs, go to Free Republic, and just throw up a link about Obama, anything. And the racial hysteria that follows, you know, I remember doing a segment on MSNBC, about one of these faux scandals, and the way that they talked about the president, basically trying to, paint him as the oversexed, old stereotype, racist stereotype, the oversexed black Mandingo character,
mm-hmm.
Was just blatant. And, you know, saying that he belonged in hell like Michael Jackson, and on and on. And then the outright, you know, use of the N-word and other racial words. Those things are not hard to find online.
No, they're not.
They do exist, and they're in the places where these leaders who are supposedly not pushing a racial line are providing their information. They may not be saying, "Look, he's black." Get it?
Right.
But they're speaking in language that communicates that message loud and clear.
The problem is this creates something of a feedback loop, in the sense of what happens is that. We progressives call out the fact that they are trying to racialize the debate, and then they say, you're injecting race in this debate, and we want to have a debate about the issues, and why is it that we can't oppose President Obama's policies without being called racist? In other words, the whole thing creates this sick feedback loop where they are able to go to, again, revert back to the old 80s style argument of whites being oppressed by the liberal media and by African Americans, right? They're basically making the anti-affirmative action argument,
right,
by saying that, oh, you're playing the race card. We can't have criticism without being called racist. And so the implication is that we're saying that all politicians or voices that are minority should have special privilege. I mean, it's really, they've really mastered this formula, haven't they?
Yeah, and so much so that you won't see the president engage on this issue. You know, part of it has to do with him being an African American, but another part of it has to do with there are white folks who do harbor prejudice who will still support a black man.
Mm-hmm.
But when race becomes a factor, that's when they get uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So the right knows that by bringing it up and kind of poking the left into making race an issue, it's not just, circular. It's a double-edged sword for the left.
Yeah, and it creates a real quandary for us. I mean, my take is that, Obama is in a unique position, and it's difficult for him because of that unique position to in many cases take the lead on this, but that organizations like Media Matters and progressive voices out there, you know, we need to use this as Obama says, as a teachable moment and not be afraid. I mean, if we cower, if we play into this whole formula, then this same feedback loop, this racialized feedback loop that the right has so effectively used for so many years will only continue. Carl Frisch at Media Matters. You can find their work, www.mediamatters.org. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, David.
922 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. After the break, we'll get back to our discussion about, and it's always been, unfortunately, a racialized issue. The politics of it and the policy, I think, has been racialized and at times racist. The issue of criminal justice reform generally and here in Colorado. I'll also fill you in on Glenn Beck, a new story on the wire about Glenn Beck and his advertisers. You're going to be psyched to hear this one. Glenn Beck not doing so well with his advertisers. I'll fill you in on that report after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got a small crash southbound I-25 around 38th Avenue there. Delays back past 58. Speed's going to be in the 30s once you hit them. Also, got some residual traffic northbound side there from Downing Street up to about 6th. Westbound Turnpike also pretty heavy for us. A couple different spots. Sheridan to Wadsworth again from Table Mesa into Boulder at Baseline Road. And if you're in Aurora, both northbound and southbound 225, going to be heavy, but speed's starting to pop up into the 40s at least from Parker Road as you're going towards Mississippi and on the southbound side as you make your way towards I-25. Still seeing some patchy fog, though, on I-70 near Lyman. Your forecast, mostly sunny. Going to have a few clouds develop after 12 o'clock today. Perhaps an isolated thunderstorm in the foothills. Our high in Denver should be about 83. Right now, 69 degrees in downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The world and taste more than 250.
Last night, millions of Americans heard something new. Laughter at 10, 9 central.
Nice to have you all here.
Jay Leno added a full hour of laughter to primetime last night. And if you missed it, well, too bad, because it was great. But no worries, because tonight he's got another new hour. This one with Tom Cruise. Luckily, Jay doesn't have a couch to jump on. The Jay Leno Show, following the two-hour premiere of The Biggest Loser.
We have a terrific show tonight.
Comedy at 10, 9 central. It's about time.
Comcast has one sweet deal for you. Call 1-800-COMCAST by September 21st and get Comcast Starter Digital Cable for only $29.99 per month for an entire year with free professional installation. Comcast Digital Cable delivers lots of your favorite cable channels, handy interactive on-screen program guide with parental controls, plus hundreds of free movies and shows on demand. Play, pause, fast forward, or rewind whenever you're ready to watch. Act now and get the same sweet deal on Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost. Just $29.99 per month for 1 year. Enjoy blazing download speeds and McAfee security included. Pick one or both. Comcast Digital Cable and high-speed internet. Just $29.99 each per month for 1 year with free installation. That's one sweet deal. Hurry, call 1-800-COMCAST by September 21st and save. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
A great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Andrew Romanoff, former House Speaker, set to announce his Democratic primary challenge to appointed Senator Michael Bennett tomorrow in Pueblo. And this just off the wire. Michael Bennett joins group edging away from public option. Story by Michael Roberts in Westward. I'm just reading it right now for the first time. It's just posted a couple minutes ago. Even as Andrew Romanoff readies for a 2010 run for the U.S. Senate, Michael Bennett, the Bill Ritter appointee he'll be challenging, is upping his public profile. Hence, naturally, the topic of health care reform has been front and center. He appeared on KHOW. And Bennett, like so many other members of his party, made it clear that a public option is no longer a make-or-break facet of the plan. He said too much attention has been paid to this element, thereby obscuring many of the proposal's other fine and important aspects. He also used a buzz term we'll be hearing much more in the coming weeks, deficit neutral, meaning that he doesn't want the final bill to push the nation's finances any deeper into the red. I'm sure we'll hear from Michael Bennett that he'll be opposing the extension of George Bush's tax cuts. He'll be opposing the $700 billion Pentagon budget, unless that's deficit neutral. Bennett also discussed a part of his personal biography that seldom pops up these days, his stint as an employee of right-wing billionaire Philip Anschutz. Michael Bennett was made one of the wealthiest members of Congress through that business association, and he has raised a huge amount of out-of-state money. So, again, Michael Bennett softening his position once again on the public option. Remember, I mean, this guy has gone 15 different directions on the public option, right? First, he started out by saying that he was for it, but he was willing to not really fight for it. Then he got, Andrew Romanoff got into the primary, and Bennett put out a video saying he strongly supports the public option. He got smacked around by Rachel Maddow on her show. And now he goes on to Kaplis and Silverman's show on KHOW and says, actually, you know, I'm not really going to draw a line in the sand on the public option. I mean, this is really pathetic. I mean, if Andrew Romanoff cannot wage a strong primary campaign against somebody like this, you know, I don't know who can or what. I mean, this is a give me. Really, this is a gimme. 9:29 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. What we'll do now is we'll just open up the lines. We're talking about both issues. Feel free to weigh in on the Bennett news and on the Senate primaries in general on both the Republican and Democratic side. And the story in the Denver Post, Bill Ritter's proposal, his budget-cutting proposal, to speed up the early release program, the furlough program, may allow hundreds of violent offenders to be eligible for that early release program. What do you think about that? Do you support that kind of criminal justice reform? Do you think this story in the Denver Post and Ritter's push in general is going to politicize criminal justice reform? Will it add fodder to right-wing forces that, like the Teabag and Tea Party forces that clearly are interested in trying to racialize political debates like the debate over criminal justice reform? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Josh. Josh, you're on AM 760. Hello, Josh. Josh is gone. Let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention several things real quick and then for you to attack them after I mention them. First of all, if they are going to release that many people, I can tell you right now, many of them are institutionalized. Many of them are institutionalized. And when you release them, where are they going to go? Some are going to go home with their parents or loved ones, but I can tell you there's a majority out there that don't have a home to go to. Now, second, jobs. You've got 8% out there. There, 8% of the population out there looking for jobs. These people are going to have to compete with them. Do you honestly believe that McDonald's and others are going to hire them first? No, they're not going to hire them. They're going to hire the others that are homeless, families, etc. Third.
So wait, so what's your point on that?
Well, the point that I'm trying to make here is that they're going to release these people. They're going to go back. There's no ifs or buts about it. They're going to go back because they're institutionalized. They need a roof over their head. They need 3 meals a day, even though the meals down there are not something to brag about. And, you know, these people are going to go back. They're going to go back to the system. And the system, they think they solved the problem. They didn't solve the problem. They need to do what the man told you a while back, about an hour ago. They need help. They need professional people to teach them what the real world's all about as of today. You're talking about many of these people that have been in for 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's, you know, this is, I hate to sound like a broken record here, but the problem with doing criminal justice reform through a budget crisis that forces your hand, as opposed to doing criminal justice reform in a systemic way that deals with anti-recidivist issues, in other words, that deals with actually rehabilitating people. The problem with doing it under a budget crisis in a piecemeal kind of way and not systemically is that you're exactly right. You increase the chances that folks who are let out are going to go right back in, and nobody wants that. There's going to be more crime. And it's going to cost the state ultimately just as much, if not more, money. I mean, that is definitely the policy argument against the way Bill Ritter has handled this. Thanks for the call. Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760.
Hey, I'm thinking that we need to turn this into a tax argument and just skewer the right on it. And we got to show a picture of a pothead and say, you know, you guys are spending $30,000 a year to keep him in jail. Wouldn't you rather have a new car or a vacation?
Well, you hope that that's where the debate goes, and that's a big thrust of the debate. The Denver Post story does make the point that a lot of the folks who are going to be up for early release are folks who are in there on drug charges, a lot of nonviolent drug charges. And, you know, that's the part of this, unfortunately, that gets often so buried in criminal justice debates, which is you've got the right, which is happy to Willie Hortonize a debate over criminal justice by focusing it exclusively on violent crime, when in fact the real budgetary and moral challenge of criminal justice reform is that we are locking up and incarcerating so many nonviolent offenders. The study from the FBI out today, there is a drug arrest, a drug possession arrest made every 20 seconds in the United States. I mean, what a waste of resources. What a silly, silly policy. And the unfortunate part, again, is that the right tends to bury that really serious discussion under a Willie Hortonized effort to focus the debate only on, you know, the most violent of violent crime. And I think, look, you make a good point. If you found some creative way to highlight that, and I hope that we are able to find a creative way to highlight that, that's the way to really start moving this debate forward. Josh, thanks so much for the call. 9:35 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're going to, again, the news off the wire right now, just up on, you know, 15 minutes ago. Michael Bennett, the senator, joins group edging away from the public option. Now, we've tried to track this, tried to pin down our senator on this issue. Earlier, a couple months ago, he was saying that the public that healthcare should not hinge on the inclusion of a public option. Then Andrew Romanoff announced that he may challenge Bennett in a primary. Bennett then issued a video saying, no, he strongly supports the public option. Rachel Maddow aired a piece on him about how he had switched his position. Now he's switching back. Westward's headline, Bennett joins group edging away from the public option. This is a guy who seems interested in taking as many positions as possible to appease as many moneyed interests as possible. And this is a good example of Michael Bennett trying to appease, it looks like to me, trying to appease the insurance industry. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Get in on our conversation about the upcoming Senate primary or about this criminal justice story, Bill Ritter's early release program to let out.
You know what they should do, Dave? Someone suggested this a few weeks ago. Make these politicians kind of like NASCAR drivers and, you know, like wear a suit that say who they're brought to you by.
Yeah, that's that.
Like who's giving them money?
I heard that's Hartman's idea. Hartman, so make them wear a jersey of all their corporate sponsors.
That'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. It would tell us a little bit about where.
My stance on healthcare brought to you by Kaiser Permanente.
Exactly. And I think this is what people are so frustrated about. I mean, when a politician like Bennett takes 15 different sides of an issue, you start wondering, who is this guy answering to, right? Especially when polls show that the public strongly supports the public option. I think
they're all in, you know, big insurance company. I think every insurance company is in every politician's pocket. That's just how I believe. I think they're donating to everybody.
They are donating to everybody.
Even to guys like that I look up to, like Ed Perlmutter.
Oh, they definitely donate. Like, the question is whether the politician votes for the special interest or not.
Exactly.
And Michael Bennett seems to be taking 15 different positions on these issues, and
he's a waffler, isn't he?
It's like, come on, man. Is it this difficult to just take a concrete position?
Like when you take a fish out of the water and it flops around.
Exactly.
Is that what Bennett's doing to us right now?
And he seems like he's just as slippery.
But he is a fish out of water in the Senate, right?
That's right. And we're going to, you know what? The thing is, all this, I promise you this, folks, all this is going to become a little bit more clear because there's going to be a contested primary. And that's what the Democratic Party in Washington doesn't want to happen. We'll be tracking it here. All right, let's get a traffic update with John Turner.
You got it, Dave. We still have this late crash southbound I-25 at 38th, causing some small backups to around 58th Avenue. Speeds are starting to pop up, though, in that stretch. Same deal as you're heading westbound on the turnpike, some residual volume, but still going to be slowed down. Sheridan to Wadsworth when you're in Westminster. Again, from Table Mesa Drive out to Baseline Road in Boulder. Other late jam, southbound 225, Yosemite to 25, and on eastbound 6th Avenue from Federal up to around Santa Fe. Also got some patchy fog still out there on I-70 on the east end at Lyman. The forecast, mostly sunny and mild with highs in the low 80s. Got a small chance for an afternoon thunderstorm or two. Those should occur in the foothills. Right now, your downtown temperature, 71 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Not covered by a dental plan? Now you can be for as low as $6.25 a month, thanks to Perfect Teeth. Visit or call one of their convenient locations today. Now's the perfect time for Perfect Teeth. Learn more at PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com. That's PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com.
Need to brighten your smile? Buy a half-price gift certificate to Bright.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. At Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out.
Buy one tree, get one. Free.
Certain trees excluded from this sale.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Last night, millions of Americans heard something new. Laughter at 10, 9 central.
Nice to have you all here.
Jay Leno added a full hour of laughter to primetime last night. And if you missed it, well, too bad, because it was great. But no worries, because tonight he's got another new hour. This one with Tom Cruise. Luckily, Jay doesn't have a couch to jump on. The Jay Leno Show, following the two-hour premiere of The Biggest Loser.
We have a terrific show tonight.
Comedy at 10, 9 Central. It's about time.
Over 40 years of experience negotiating rock-bottom settlements and affordable payment plans. Call the tax helpline immediately. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943.
The tax helpline is not a government agency.
.42 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The news off the wire. Michael Bennett joins a group edging away from the public option. Bennett, earlier, the appointed senator had said he didn't think health care should hinge on a public option. Then he got some flack for that. Andrew Romanoff announced he may primary Bennett. Andrew Romanoff's campaign, the former House Speaker, jumping into the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate tomorrow. After that initial announcement, Bennett then said, no, I'm really for a public option. Now the story up on Westward, Michael Bennett joins group edging away from the public option. You want to talk about a politician walking into the caricature of taking 17 different positions on an issue. This is about as good an example as it gets. What do you think about it? 303-713-7600. And we've also been talking about criminal justice reform. The story in the Denver Post, Governor Ritter's proposal for an early release program to save money for the state budget may release hundreds of violent offenders early. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rich in Denver. Rich, you're on AM 760.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'm a former committee man, Democratic Party. I can consider myself a labor Democrat. I think we've made a big mistake. Markey, Polis, Udall, Bennett, they're all multimillionaires. They don't need that money from the big insurance companies. If they were real Democrats, they'd reach in their own pocket and cover their own campaigns if they really needed it and act like Democrats. They're acting like Republicans. I think that they are Republicans in Democratic clothing. And, you know, I don't think I can support any of these guys. I'm retired. I'm going to go to work for Romanoff. You know, at least he's not a multimillionaire and, you know, and acts like it.
So I'm
disgusted. I'm disgusted with what we've done to our party here in Colorado by electing these multi-billionaires. Honest to God, I am.
So you think you really think this goes back to their personal wealth?
Absolutely. I mean, my God, they're multi-millionaires. They don't need this money from the insurance companies. What's not no skin off their nose if they back a public option, if they act like real Democrats? They're not acting like Democrats. They're acting like businessmen, like the Polis. He doesn't want us to tax the poor rich.
Yeah, and we had Jared Polis on here, and you know the interesting thing about him is that he got some flack for that, and now he has been out there. There was a story in the Denver Post where they asked every member of the Colorado delegation about their position on health care, and Polis is actually now going out of his way to say, look, he had a problem with that because it might fall on small business, but he thinks the taxes should be raised on the rich. Now, whether you believe him or not, all I'm saying is that I do think that public pressure can get some of these people to move. And I think that your impulse to look at how to use the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate between former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff and appointed Senator Michael Bennett is a good point that everyone should remember. You know, elections are tools, are instruments of pushing politicians. And the right uses that, and the left uses that, and independents use it. And so if you're unhappy with Michael Bennett now, after backing off and then not backing off and now backing off the public option again, if you're unhappy with that behavior, then the primary, you should look at the primary as an instrument to make that displeasure heard electorally. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Al in Denver. Al, you're on AM 760.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Man, I have to say that out of all of a lot of the 760 hosts I listen to, the attention that you bring to this racial aspect with these, I don't know, teabaggers, whatever they call themselves, has to be the most, one of the brave ones. Because a lot of people, speaking as a black male, a lot of people want to act as if this is like some type of mass psychosis that all blacks have, that immediately we're going to automatically assume race. This type of stuff here with the teabaggers and the undertones that are going on with the disrespect from Joe Wilson at the president's address the other night, just unbelievable. And it's one that, to be honest with you, folks in my circle, you weren't surprised at it because you know it's just a matter of time. And this won't be the last time, unfortunately, I hate to say that, but it won't be because there is a general disrespect and disdain, almost as if he's not the real president. And it's not just rhetorical. These are people's feelings. And if it were a case of politics or a case of the issues, then those would be spoken on, but it's not. I don't remember ever that going on.
And it's not easy to talk about these issues. And you know that. You're an African-American. It's even tougher for you to talk about them than it is for me, because every time African-Americans talk about it, they are billed as only speaking from their own self-interest and their own supposed grievance.
And the president's in a tough position. I understand, because at times when I do, I've been in corporate for about 15, 16 years, and when I do, if you do speak out about it and you do say something and you turn that key on them and let them know, no, I'm angry about this, then you're going to be billed as that angry black man who's, you know, just causing trouble. But the bottom line is you don't want to be disrespected.
That's right. And, you know, the thing is that conservatives have created this box, right? If any of us, and especially if African Americans, speak out about subtle racism or overt racism, they are billed as speaking only from their own self-interest, only wanting to see race, being the ones who are actually injecting race. It's really a fascinating propaganda system that conservatives have set up. And, you know, here's the thing. And I said this to Carl Frisch of Media Matters, and I'll say it again. The only way to get past this, to move the country past this, is to be willing to speak out. I mean, I got a death threat for being on CNN and talking about this issue over the weekend. And it wasn't pleasant. I'm not happy that I got a death threat, but you know what? This is the kind of thing that we have to speak out on. We have to, because that's the way we're going to move things forward. We're not going to move things forward on issues of race by pretending they don't exist. That's exactly what the right wants us to do, and we can't do it. Thanks for the call, man. Jay in Fort Collins. Jay, you're on AM 760.
Okay, David. When you gave me the information, or gave us the information about Michael Bennett joins group edging away from public option, I pulled that up, and I immediately called Bennett's office in Washington, D.C., and the gal was...
Let me guess what she said. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Let me guess that she said that he strongly supports a public option.
Yes, and she became a little bit belligerent, and I said, okay, now I've got this on the web, and I read it off, and she said, no, he supports the public option.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Westward is a credible newspaper in Denver and in Colorado.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not like we're reading off some crazy website here, folks. You can check it, www.westward.com. What we'll do, and I'm not sure we're going to have time to do it in the break and on this show, but what we'll do is, for tomorrow, I promise, we will pull up the actual comments.
Okay,
and
we'll play Michael Roberts.
Yeah. We'll play the actual comments from Michael Bennett himself, because this piece on Westward links straight to Michael Bennett's words.
It says, to hear Bennett's conversation, click here.
So that's what we'll do. I don't think we're going to be able to do it in the break and for this show, because the show is going to be over in a couple of minutes. But tomorrow we will play his comments, give him a fair shake. But I'm completely accurate in saying what Westward is reporting, and Michael Roberts, who's been on the show, is a good, accurate reporter. The headline in Westward, Michael Bennett joins the group, edging away from a public option, citing his comments on KHOW. So I'm sure the senator's press spokespeople are saying, no, he strongly supports a public option. The issue here is he putting out different messages to different audiences? That's really the question. And he's done it before. We know that. Right. In the past, in the Denver Post and the Durango Herald, saying, hey, health care shouldn't hinge on a public option. Then he puts out a statement after Romanoff jumps into the primary saying, no, I'm a really big supporter. I'm going to fight for the public option. So he has done this in the past, and we will definitely get to the bottom of this. And thanks for flagging it. 9:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Slow jam southbound I-25 around 38th Avenue due to a crash. Delays there. Go back around 58th. And just off the highway there, got a serious situation at 38th and Zuni. That's where a rollover accident actually hit a pedestrian. So that is going to be a serious situation. Just came down a couple minutes ago. So if you can avoid 38th Avenue just west of I-25, you'd be advised to do so. Your forecast today, mostly sunny. Few clouds developing afternoon. Perhaps an isolated thunderstorm in the foothills, but our high in town should be about 83 degrees. Right now, 70 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your call.
The game time food your family loves? Cost less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks. I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like TGI Fridays potato skins and Cheez-It crackers cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and Radiance systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
The game time food your family loves? Cost less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks. I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Tyson Anytizers and DiGiorno Pizza cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Bills, just plain good service at low prices. Liberty Bell, your only true local company. All Colorado owned and operated. Call 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
9:54 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. A couple more minutes on the show. Colorado Polls, www.coloradopolls.com. The editor and author will be of that website, which is the leading political website in Colorado, will be on our show on Thursday. Check out his post up there now. Is Bennett trying to lose to Romanoff? Him citing the Westward piece about Bennett seeming to again back off the public option. And I think, this is why a primary is good, folks. We get an instrument to make our representatives make their positions really clear on these issues. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760.
Hello, David.
Hey there.
I'm just in the middle of typing a message to Michael Bennett that I'm naming every Democrat that I personally know that will vote for Mr. Romanoff if Michael Bennett has cowardly dropped the public option.
Well, I wonder, let me just ask this question to you real quick. I mean, ultimately Bennett might come around and say he'll support the public option, but the question is whether the fact that he's dithered around on it for so long, does that in general call into question whether he's willing to take a leadership role on it in the first place? In other words, you may vote, he may ultimately support it, but to me, his behavior in the lead up to it is what's really important.
That's true. And it's bothered me, too, that he hadn't just come out and said, yes, you know, it's a done deal. It has to be the public option. Because it does, or there's no competition, and our rates don't go down, period.
That's exactly right. You've summed it up perfectly.
Hey, Scott. And I urge all Democrats who are registered to do the same thing I am and name every Democrat they can to him that he's lost their vote in the primary.
And that's you're articulating a perfect way to use the primary as an instrument. And I say that, by the way, in relation to both Michael Bennett and Andrew Romanoff and anybody else who's facing an election. If you want your representatives to be more clear on the issues, you need to get engaged and use the elections as a tool to force them to take more concrete positions. Scott, thanks for the call. Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I was calling about some of this early release. I was just early released from prison, and it's a 60-day early release for people who have class 4, 5, or 6 felonies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only people that are really getting this are less than 5% of the prison population. These are people that haven't ever had a write-up, haven't ever done anything. So it's actually an all right thing, and they're sending people through Cheyenne Mountain Reentry Center. Almost anybody that gets discretionary parole nowadays has to go through that program to be released. Now, the problem with it is that they talk about all this money that they're giving for parole and to be able to help people when they get out. Now, that's not really the truth. What they're doing for people when they get out is setting up with treatment, with UAs, with BAs, you know, to a point where it's maybe $150 a week to be able to, money that needs to be spent. So these people are put out there without any money, without a job, you know, about 75% get paroled homeless.
And again, that's what we're talking about. That's that you're absolutely right. That's the problem with doing criminal justice reform on the cheap and in piecemeal and not structurally. Thanks for the call. All right, we'll be back at it. I'll have Bennett's comments for you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only pay for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistants a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
Solis Money Show. We welcome the Denver Huffington Post to Denver, and we reveal the results of a survey of doctors. Find out how they feel about health care reform.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Turn to the left with A.